Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oil has rebounded several dollars in price on dollar worries, concerns over conflicts worldwide, as well as a hurricane, tropical storm preparing to slam into Florida and key refineries in Mississippi. A year later, Fed faces growing financial storm. This is from CNBC. Merrill Lynch to face legal action for securities sale. They've also moved tens of billions of dollars into a British banking group to avoid billions in taxes. Massive developments on the Russian front dealing with the Caucasus. Peacekeepers to stay in Georgia. That's how the media is spinning it, when all the Russians are planning to do is to leave their original peacekeeping force, slightly augmented, in Ossetia and Abkhazia. Peacekeepers to stay in Georgia, but it's being spun by the Western media that they have broken the ceasefire and are refusing to pull back. If they pull back, Georgian forces will again pour into the areas they've already attempted, somewhat successfully, to ethnically cleanse, going door-to-door, murdering men, women, and children in the two breakaway republics that have been part of Russia for more than 1,000 years. Continuing, U.S. Gates scoffs at Russia's warnings to Poland over the missile shield and satellite bases they're handing over, as well as the Ukraine. Pentagon Chief Robert Gates dismisses as empty rhetoric Sunday Russian warnings that Moscow would target Poland for a possible military strike because Warsaw agreed to host part of the U.S. missile shield. Pakistani dictator, who's been caught in two staged elections, Musharraf, resigns as president. We'll try to break down that big development that just came in the last few hours. Pakistan's president has resigned to avoid impeachment charges, he told the nation during a televised speech. So see, more happens in a month, in some cases in history, than happens in the previous decade. The psycho Lenin had a good way of saying it, that sometimes in a week more happens than in 100 years, was basically the paraphrase. And notice how so much is happening with the economy and with militaries and with global balance of power. The tumblers are slipping into place all over the place. This is an amazing time to be alive. Policymakers call this a fluid situation. Normally, the societal and global and regional and imperial sociological structures are very rigid in a status quo, but during these periods of radical change, the situation liquefies and is more pliable. That means good men and women. That means people that know the truth about government-sponsored terror and world government, the New World Order, and its crimes. We have a great opportunity now, like never before, to have our voices heard and to shape the future. And the New World Order knows that. They've had to bring in chaos. They've had to liquefy and take out the rigidity of the global structure, which is very dangerous for them. But as political alchemists, they have to do this to then bring in a greater crisis so they can offer the solution, world government, as Zbigniew Brzezinski is doing in Time magazine today, you know, how to deal with Russia, basically a strong global government, bringing them into the family of nations, but only after they're militarily encircled. You see, they have liquefied the political situation, and they want to reform the world in their image, under their grid. We need to go in and challenge them at every level by discrediting them, exposing them, showing up their lies. And we're doing it on the London bombing, on 9/11, on the Iraq invasion, with Iran, on what happened in Russia. They're being caught with their pants down, as it is said. So very important information today. We're going to go over all the financial news, what's happening in the Caucasus, what's happening with Iran, a lot of key police state news as well. Just very important broadcast and some special guests. We'll tell you about a little bit later in the show. We're also going to have wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You could host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On the economic front, big things are happening. You don't need me to tell you that, but we'll get into the specifics and take your phone calls on the economic, military, and societal fronts. 1-800-259-9231. Wide open phones today throughout the full 4 hours, and we have some special guests popping in near the end of the show today. You see, they know the average person is living hand to mouth. The average person worldwide, not just in the West, is thinking about the news in a perspective of day to day. And so they can come out and say, oh, look, oil is dropping, commodities are dropping, the economy's doing great. Meanwhile, we have record bankruptcies, record defaults, homes going into receivership, being repossessed. That's up 55% just in the last quarter. They're now admitting that even with their cooked inflation numbers, that it's double what the Fed had projected at around 6%. It's more like 15, raging unabated. All the market fundamentals say that our economy is in deep, deep recession, bordering in the future on depression. And we've talked a lot about that here, and almost every major financial expert we've talked to, including Nobel Prize winners in economics, have agreed. But the corporate-controlled press basically will give you bad financial news for a month, then give you good financial news for a month, and say, this is the end, we're coming out of it, everything is wonderful, when all of the fundamentals show a worsening economic trend. And then, what does the Federal Reserve, the private banking structure that owns and controls this nation through fraud, what is their answer? more issuance of currency, more issuance of liquidity to themselves while they tighten up on credit to the general population. And they may have interest rates down at 3%, but real interest rates are going up to 10%. A lot of people are paying 25%+, and that's compounded on credit cards. How long can they keep this facade going? You know, they report that the crash happened in October of 1929, but it really took about a year of the stock market going up and down on the same roller coaster we're seeing now before it finally settled in at the lows that it stayed at for the next few years. And if you look at the market fundamentals and the economic fundamentals and the ratios of debt with private citizens and corporations and governments, local governments, county governments, city governments, state governments, it's an all-time record debt. Meanwhile, they've been taking almost all the tax money at water districts, school districts, cities, counties, states, and putting it into private funds, private investment funds, overseas, offshore. They've shored up their assets while leaving us with the bill. A year later, Fed faces growing financial storm. When Federal Reserve officials gathered for their annual Jackson Hole conference last August, Bear Stearns shares were trading at well over $100 apiece. The benchmark federal funds rate was 5.25%, more than double where it stands now, and oil cost $70 a barrel. 12 months later, Bear Stearns is gone, as is about $400 billion from banks. They've put out $400 billion in a single month before. It's well more than that. Balance sheets. Legendary old oilman T. Boone Pickens thinks the days of oil under $100 a barrel may be gone too. Looking back at 2007, conference provides some cringing moments, cringe-inducing moments. In a speech at the Wyoming Mountain Resort, Fed Chairman Bernanke declared that the central bank was ready to act to shield the economy from the credit crisis but would not save investors who'd made bad choices. It is not the responsibility of the Federal Reserve, nor would it be appropriate to protect lenders and investors from the consequences of their financial decisions. But he's done that for the banks, not the investors. But said at the time, words that now sound ironic in light of the Fed's role in rescuing Bear Stearns from bankruptcy in March. Now Bernanke is hoping the Fed won't have to act again. And it goes on from there. The Fed hopes it won't have to act again. They are destroying the dollar. All the fundamentals of issuing more liquidity, more currency, helicopter Ben is only going to kill the dollar. And they can try to pump it up by saber-rattling and global grandstanding to scare the world back into supporting the dollar. But what they give the dollar in support with one hand, they take away with the other. And so much of what we're seeing now was reported on 3 years ago by the Financial Times of London, the true financial paper of record. And they stated there that the elite are going to bring the world into a global recessionary slash inflationary depression. And that the only point up for discussion and the only debate is whether the elite, the true financial powers, not the guy who lives in a $1 million house down the road from you who you think is rich, but the true billionaires, those that leverage and control trillions, will be whether the global elite can survive an economic implosion and consolidation that they started in motion. That is the only real discussion here. Will they be able to create this black hole of economic implosion and consolidate the power and then maintain it? Or are the economic dominoes that they have set in motion so disastrous that it will bring down their own financial system? And so we stand here watching the controlled corporate press trying to spin things, telling us that the light is at the end of the tunnel, that everything's going to be okay, that America is back on her feet. Meanwhile, more and more layoffs, more and more factories shut down, more and more families go bankrupt, more and more homes are repossessed, more and more companies downsize, people take massive pay cuts if they're lucky enough to even have a job, or yuppies with 2 or 3 degrees to their names who have hundreds of thousands of dollars in college loans that they'll never be able to pay back are working at the grocery store in the morning and at the video game rental shop in the evening. And the government and the state and the social engineers, the social architects, get what they want. And what is it that they so dearly desire? To destroy families, to destroy the middle class, to wreck free market systems. And that's exactly what they're doing. As the Associated Press reported last week, Walmart, in the midst of every other major sector of the economy and every other grouping of retailers, I mean, hundreds of major retailing chains, specialty stores going bankrupt in the last few months, hundreds and hundreds, and Walmart post a 17% profit in the last quarter. That's the black hole. That's an example of this predatory system where they have unlimited slave labor, no environmental standards, no workers' comp, no insurance, no Social Security to pay. It was not free trade. It was not fair trade. It was predatory slave labor being used to criminally destroy the free market. These are monopoly men. That's how they get their power. That's how they get their control. They destroy any chance you have through neo-mercantilism of having an independent, strong, vibrant nation. They train you that going into debt is a good thing, that going into debt, they told you in 1,000-plus TV programs and financial publications tens of thousands of times that it was great to live off of interest on your house, to live off of increasing values in your home in the last decade in the real estate bubble. They advertised that it would never end, and they used that to trick the gullible population into getting into deeper debt so that they could fully implode this economy. But they've done such a good job of it that it threatens to completely implode too quickly. And as the Financial Times of London said many times with their top analyst, the elite want a slow slide, a slow, deliberate destruction of the standard of living. I mean, how many UN documents have I read on air? How many times have I heard driving home from work on NPR them bragging about, oh, global warming and the new global tax and the new global carbon trading systems. This will teach Europeans and Americans not to live too well, not to have too high a standard of living. It is feudalism. It is serfdom. And they planned to have a slow slide into feudalism, into serfdom, into peon systems of control, where you don't have any money to fight back or defend yourself in court, or any money to private school or homeschool your children. So both of you have got to work to death to pay those bills. But now they've done such a good job of destroying the economy that it's unraveling too fast for them, and they are losing control. It has always been the social architect's goal to create monopolies and destroy all competition to their monopoly of power. Because it isn't just a monopoly over manufacturing or computing or spying or force. It is a monopoly of the mind. They want a dumbed-down, servile population, to paraphrase the words of Bertrand Russell, a ruling elite that is so brainwashed and dumbed down and confused and semantically destroyed the language to where a revolt by the middle class and a revolt by the working class would be as ridiculous as a revolt by sheep against the practice of eating mutton, which is baby sheep. The practice of eating mutton. That's what they think of us. That's what the social engineers have done. And now the predatory, parasitic economy is expanding at record rates. Only by recognizing who has engineered this, only by recognizing who has laid this trap, only by exposing and discrediting the New World Order and all of their, quote, solutions, which will just bring us under more of their control, can we reverse this. When we come back, I'm going to break down the mindset of the New World Order. We're going to get more into the economy, take your phone calls, get into huge developments with Russia.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 18, 2008, gold opened at $792.10. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $816.10, $402.25 for half ounce, and $201.03 for quarter ounce. That's $816.10, $402.25, and $201.03.
On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With a stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete fuel system and engine treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is not America. Sha-la-la-la-la.
Little beats of you. The little beats in me.
The social planners that control both parties 100% of every major nation, except for a handful of rogue countries, want neo-feudalism. That's what the Club of Rome states. It is made up of former American presidents, British, European royalty, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. It's all stated. It's all covered in my film, Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And they say just thousands of times in these reports that they are going to bring us to subsistence level. They are going to have a social welfare, quote, net that is there to euthanize us, sterilize us, that is there to kill us, there to carry out their chemical and biological, radiological attacks upon us in a controlled environment to forcibly cull. This is a control freak wonderland. And if you go to the major universities, that's all that's taught. We're evil pigs. We've got too much. We've had too high a standard of living at the rest of the world's expense. And they sell the third world on that. No. The third world is not going to be allowed to live better. And then we're going to be lowered down to their level. And that is what Barack Obama saying, that we're not going to get as much food as we had, and we're not going to be able to drive cars like we were, and we're going to have to live in these compact cities and be highly controlled. And we hear the exact same things out of Gordon Brown and England, and we hear it from the we also hear it from the Japanese president. This is what they're pushing. And they mean to set it up. They mean to do it. They mean to flood the market with cheap goods, buy up their competition, blow out their competition, use regulators to shut down the family farms and ranches with the animal ID, the premises ID, to shut down the small meat packers. They've already shut down almost all of them, to shut down the small refineries. Everything is about consolidation so that they can have their way with us unabated. And if you study the ancient Romans and the Babylonians and every other major culture, the Druids, they all had stylized human sacrifice in the gladiatorial events, in the Aztec and Mayan kingdoms in Mesoamerica. We've talked about it so much. Emperors always went crazy when societies became decadent and corrupt and began publicly murdering whoever they wanted, engaging in all sorts of bloody, bizarre rituals, because 1% of the population, and this has scientifically been studied and proven, around 1%, they're now finding, because of the U.S. sick culture and media, that they're creating artificial psychopaths. So the number's a little bit higher here in the U.S. and a few other nations. But on average, about 1 out of 100, about 1 out of 20 is a sociopath, which doesn't care about you. But 1 out of 100 is a psychopath and enjoys killing and stealing and murdering. And whereas it sounds like absolute abject horror for you or I to want to grab some woman off the street, take her to some shack or some basement, torture her for 6 weeks, rape her, and then kill her, that is beautiful to the psychopath. But who gets busted? The low-level psychopath who's always in love with themselves and on an insane power trip and has these dark visions while they're killing and torturing, the only time they feel alive, they are the unintelligent or the uncoordinated or what psychiatry calls the uncontrolled psychopath. And sometimes you'll have a somewhat controlled psychopath who may kill 10, 20, 30, 40 people before they finally get sloppy. They may kill one person every 6 months for a decade, and then they get more sloppy and it's one person every month, and then two people a week, and then they start driving around drunk with machetes and just hacking people up on the side of the road, and then they finally get caught. And they tend to come across as being truthful. They tend to come off as charismatic. They're in love with themselves. They believe what they're doing is good. It's like Ted Bundy had the judge liking him in his murder trial. Ever seen the film footage of that? With the judge saying, "Young man, I'd like to know you. I'd like, you know, to have you as a son-in-law if you hadn't turned to evil." I mean, that's how he tricked that judge, because that judge was judging him by his mindset that he was somebody who just went bad and was loving the compliments and everything that Ted Bundy was giving him. See, that's the public buying into Republican, buying into Democrat, buying into these psychopaths. So I'm going to come back, finish up with this, get more into the economy, and then your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Because I want to break down how they're building the world. I mean, I've mentioned this, but I want to go into more detail. How they're building the whole planet as a wonderland, an amusement park for psychopaths, control freaks, scum. And they're also turning the world into their environment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
The fool on the hill sees the magic, the majesty of life. And appreciates the simple things.
The man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud.
And loves the goodness.
But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears.
But the dark and controlling and uncreative, they seek to dominate and enslave the good. They are threatened by the light. They seek to build prisons and armored fortresses in the midst of the common people in their village, and to erect offices and enforcers and bullies to go out and rule over the slaves. And that's basically what we face as a society. 1% of the population are psychopaths. If you're in a crowd of 1,000 people, there are 10 psychopaths among you. But psychopaths also tend to congregate, and the more intelligent types combine their forces and their strength and are controlled. And they can control their impulses for blood and destruction and raw, dark power until they get into positions where they can effectively exercise that power. And that's why with a Stalin or a Hitler or a Mao, that when they get total power and no one is opposing them in their nation, they suddenly start attacking their neighbors and overtaking them, and then the next neighbor and the next neighbor. They have to have it all. And then they start killing their own internal population and stealing the wealth until it destroys the middle class, the engine of their original power, and their empire begins to implode. But the modern psychopaths are so intelligent, so controlled, that they've had sociologists and psychiatrists and anthropologists study this, behavioral psychologists, and they write papers and textbooks about how they can keep their grid in place and ensure that it doesn't collapse, and how they can head off at the pass every way that free humanity has struggled out of their iron grip in the past. And they call that the final revolution. It's been written by many historians and many philosophers going back 3,000-4,000 years up until current dates, that for kings and queens and their courts and the elites of old, no matter where they were, what color they were, what, quote, race they were, we're all the human race, we all behave similar, all behave the same over and over again. History repeats itself time and time again because people behave the same. Groups combine forces and behave the same. We behave the same in group psychology and mob psychology. And it's been said that kings and queens and elites, war is their profession. If you look at British nobility or French nobility, Japanese nobility, they didn't work. They didn't work in the fields. They didn't go to a 9-to-5 job. But they would engage in battle, in conquering, in conquest. That was their profession, in intelligence, in subterfuge, in espionage. And they have studied it for thousands of years, and every empire passes on to the next empire its combined knowledge of control. Thousands of years ago, textbooks were written by Julius Caesar and by those before him on statecraft and how to control populations and how to dumb populations down. And they could write those textbooks, write those books to the gentry, to the nobles, to the elites, to their families, to their power blocks. And laugh in those books about how the middle class and the working class and the slave class, the bond class, never understood it and never saw it coming. And it's become a religion of the elite to detest us and to hate us and to look down on us. And that contempt grows after generation for generation, where they get the good medicine, they get the good food, they get plenty of sleep. And we're the little people, the little slaves, feet shorter than them. Starving, more genetic disorders, more diseases, or so the elite thought. Then they discovered that their inbreeding and their elitism actually made them weaker and made the people stronger. So they built up even greater scientific systems of control. And now, in the name of environmentalism, they are setting up a world tax on breathing, on all mammal and all animal and all insect respiration. They are making that a crime. They are listing carbon dioxide as a poisonous chemical when it is one of the four life-giving elements, one of the four needed: water, sunlight, oxygen, and carbon dioxide. Without those, carbon-based life forms cannot live. Imagine a world government that taxes and regulates and demonizes the very air we breathe as they create a new religion. They take your religions away from you. They discredit them. They destroy them. They pull them down from within. They mock them. They set up pimps in their places to discredit them. And then they bring you a new religion, something that makes sense fundamentally, to be a good steward, to take care of the earth, to not hurt life forms around you, and to hence not hurt yourself with toxic waste and chemicals. When in reality, they are the authors of the toxic waste. They are the authors of the true crime, the vandalism of the very genetic code of the planet through the cross-species, genetic creations, and 1,000-plus other abominations. They are killing the earth. They are hurting the earth. They are irrevocably damaging it while telling us that we need to tax the very air we breathe. That's their own statement. They move against free speech. They move against the internet. They try to bring back in the fairness doctrine. They put in their electronic fraudulent voting machines on record to be stealing elections. They militarize the police. They put in military control grids so that there is no escape from them. So that every avenue is blocked. Every avenue of escape is blocked. Soon, they believe their control grid, their invincible control grid, their invincible prison will be in place. The whole world a prison. And they, the wardens, they, the insane, running the asylum, where they can have their way with you in whatever way they see fit. Their mass crimes, more than two-thirds or 67% national average of children on psychotropic drugs that are in foster care, on an average of seven drugs. And when they're questioned in the Texas legislature of why in this state 68% higher than the national average, why more than two-thirds of the children are on these dangerous drugs? What tests have been done? What screening's been done? How do you even know these drugs are good when the drugs show they cause suicide and medical problems, physiological problems, not just mental problems? And they're told, oh, they come from bad gene pools. No judge, no jury, no assessment. Just, oh, you're poor? We're taking you. Oh, you're crying for your mommy when you're 4 years old when we've taken you from your mommy. That's mental illness. Here, let us give you shock therapy because we put you on Prozac and Ritalin and you started cutting yourself and crying out for help. You've never been like that before, but now you don't like being locked in your room and fed three meager meals a day if you're lucky. Hundreds and hundreds of cases I've seen in the news, and they suppress them. There's more, where these foster parents lock children in cages and in some cases feed them one hot dog a day and two glasses of water, and they lay there. They lay there in fleas and ticks and in feces and urine and die. That's just one of the crimes. A million plus children grabbed a year. A mass extermination arm going on, wrecking their minds, poisoning them, drugging them. And by the time they're 14, 15 years old, they've been on dozens of drugs. Their minds are blown. They then put them into the state hospital for a few years, suck some more money out of the federal system that pays for bounties to do all this, and then they throw them out on the road to sit there talking to themselves, gibbering, their minds destroyed like zombies on the side of the road begging for money, panhandling, and you drive by in your SUV and laugh at them. That's only one crime of the psychopaths. But if only one out of 100 or 1% are psychopaths, but one out of, you can debate the number, some sociologists, some psychologists say it's 1 out of 20, 1 out of 40. Whatever it is, there's more sociopaths than psychopaths. They will serve the dark side. They will do whatever is told, whatever is done. Just to them, life is all a competitive ladder. To stab people in the back, to cheat, to steal, to grovel, to do whatever it takes to put on the corporate garb, the clean-cut good guy in the suit. To do whatever it takes to get that power. And then there's still more who aren't sociopaths, but are rationalized, just decadent individuals who aren't even psychopaths, but are taking on some of the psychopaths' ideas. And are beginning to believe that torture of children and murder of 1,200,000 Iraqis is okay as long as they look different from us. And who out of cowardice, who hear about the police state and hear about the checkpoints and go through the checkpoints, through cowardice make the decision, as George Orwell said, to engage in Crime Stop, to decide it's all okay, to rationalize it's all right, to go along with it. You know, the example I like to use to illustrate what I'm talking about how good people are conned, and for what they believe is monetary gain, they're tricked like an animal, like a little fish in a pond when you drop a worm down on a hook. And you can't tell that little mindless fish, don't take the bait. But with humans, we have a chance that once we've been conned, once we've been ripped off, once we've been scammed, to pull out of the scam. But you see, more often than not, people who are being scammed, they stay in the scam. They get deeper into the scam. They habitualize and create a sick psychological fetish, or they transmute what's happening bad to them and then rationalize the situation and claim to themselves that they're really in control of it, that they're dealing with it, that everything's okay. You see this with compulsive gamblers who will bankrupt their family, lose their jobs, do everything, and then suddenly they're robbing banks. And none of it makes any sense. It's craziness. Or they're stealing from their family, or they're stealing from their job, because they can go back to the crap table, the craps table. They can go back to the poker table. They can go back to the slot machines. They can go back to the roulette wheel and just try one more time, and then they're finally going to make it. Then they're going to be able to do it. Then they can go back and pay the money back, and nobody will know. Like in so many cases with embezzlement, when the individuals get caught, they say, well, I was going to pay it back. And in some cases, they even find that at first they do steal money and then pay it back. And then they do it over and over again and finally get caught. But one of the best analogies is what's been going on for the last at least 10 years. They come out of Thailand, they come out of Nigeria, they come out of these hives of scum and villainy where corruption can just run unabated. And they target the West, they target the most gullible population in the world. They target England and Europe, but the U.S. is the most gullible. Canada's gullible. People who live in the lap of luxury and have done well because of their ancestors' strength. You get an email in your inbox, and it says, I am the Empress Tabunga. I am the Princess Tabunga, and somehow my $14 million got tied up in the bank of Djibouti. And because my $14 million got tied up in the bank of Djibouti, I need someone to just give me $4,000 because it's a small banking fee that it just got confused. It's just quite normal. This has happened before. I'm just contacting you because I hear you're a person of rare taste and understanding, and it's just totally asinine. It's ridiculous to anyone that is living in the real world. But they say, you are going to get $1 million if you help me get my $14 million out. Here is my phone number. Please contact me. I am the Princess Kabungi. And I have known people, neighbors who believe this. I have had callers of the show who've called in over the years going, Alex, I just need $4,000. It's tied up in a bank in Nigeria. It's tied up in a bank in Israel. It's tied up in a bank in Thailand. And they are going to give me $1 million. Or $14 million of it as soon as I get it. I need you to have your people call this bank in Nigeria, and I'll give the $1 million, the $14 million to you. You've heard those callers here. I mean, this hoax, that's a known hoax for 10 years, I even get calls on the show about it. I get emails about it every few weeks. I've known a guy down the street one time started telling me, yeah, I'm talking to this princess, and she just needs, you know, $10,000. The scams always vary a bit. And I'm going to get, you know, $5 million. And I'm like, no. And it's from Nigeria, right? Yeah, how'd you know? And they start looking at you paranoid. Whoa. It's my money. That's the American people for you. Totally delusional, having no idea what's going on, ready to be raped, ready to be scammed, ready to be taken to the cleaners. And the corruption and the scams and the businesses are everywhere. The evil is all over the place. But you see, that's the psychology. Because a lot of people go ahead and send the $2,000, the $4,000, the $5,000, the $10,000. It's always different. They go ahead and send it to Nigeria. They go ahead and wire it. And, you know, they call the number. And a man goes, yes, this is Dr. Buzuki. Yes, I'm calling for the princess. Is she busy? She will call you back in 1 hour. She is with her counselor speaking to her people right now. Oh, well, tell the princess thank you. And the princess calls. We are prepared for you to talk to the princess.
Ah, yes, thank you, Mrs. Johnson. I have had a very hard time with him and the rebels, and I only heard that you were good. Oh, who did you hear I was good from? We heard from friends. Oh, thank you. Oh, Princess. Oh, your Highness. I'm so honored to speak with you. Yes, well, we have heard you are good. Is the small amount coming that I need? Yes, I'm going to get it to you right now, Princess. Oh, I will give it to my associate, Dr. Abupi. Please send the money immediately. Can you wire it tomorrow? I want to thank you. You are now going to be part of my court for doing this. When I come to New York, I will see you. Oh, Princess, thank you. Oh, Princess.
And they send the 4,000, and then a month later, Princess, when do I get the money?
Well, things are tough now. They are not giving me the money. I need 5,000 more.
Oh, Princess, yes. Oh, Princess, yes. And then they give the Princess 5,000. And they start calling talk shows. Help me, Alex. I've given them 10,000 of my money, and the princess says I'll get it as soon as I give them this. And see, they can't admit they've been conned. It's the same thing with George Bush, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, the New World Order. It's the liberals, conservatives. They can't. It's just like a Nigerian scam. It's just a little more sophisticated.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
So with the Nigerian scam, they send you an email saying you're going to get tens of millions of dollars if you make a small investment. Now you're on the hook. And instead of realizing, I'm an idiot, I'm a fool, I've been scammed, you stay in the scam. You commit to it. You tell family, no, I haven't been scammed. No, it's not a scam. I'm going to make millions. You're going to see. And I've had those callers on the show call in and say, You know, I'm getting all these millions, Alex, and I'm going to help you as soon as I get it from this Nigerian princess or this Malaysian princess or whatever it is. It's generally, you know, just a handful of countries. And I tell them, sadly, I go, it's not real. And they go, shut up, you're bad. And then they'll be on the internet, you know, on some Google page saying, Jones is a CIA agent. He's trying to keep me from getting the 14 million. You know, and then it just goes into schizophrenia. He says it's not real. He's a liar. I'm going to give more to the Nigerians. And I remember in college, and I only went to college for 2 years. And I'd be hanging out over at buddies' frat houses and things, never join one, or I'd be at a party. And it was always the case when I was hanging out at you know, wealthy frat houses where I had friends, you know, that I worked out with, or UT football players, that's where it was thick as fleas. You would hear, ooh, that guy. Yeah, he didn't go into college. He's just staying here. He's real rich. He's an Astor. He's a Rockefeller. And, you know, the person would walk into a bar or a restaurant, everybody go, you know, there'd be all these good-looking girls, sorority chicks. We'd be sitting there drinking beer, and they'd be like, oh, it's him, it's the Astor. And I'd go, you know, I've heard of scams where then they always need a loan because they're having a trust fund problem, they're going to pay you back. You know, does he drive a fancy car? No, he's staying with Jonathan right now. I mean, he's staying over at this apartment with somebody. You know, he's just run away from his family right now. He's upset. He's about to get $1 billion. And, you know, he just, oh, how did you know about the loan? Did you tell you? My friend Betsy, she just gave him $20,000. And I probably saw that. It's just con artist everywhere. Just scam artist everywhere. I'm a Rockefeller. But I need it. And then I was telling Burmese about this a few months ago, and he said, oh, you know, I grew up in upstate New York, but also grew up some in Long Island. And then Rob was talking about it. There's always these people saying they're Astors or Rockefellers or Carnegies, and they're always blowing into the, not just with the college kids, they blow into the country clubs. And they show up in a fancy suit. You ever seen, what's that movie with Kane and the other guy? Well, they're two con artists conning each other. And they're in the south of France scamming all these rich single women. I mean, just incredible. And it's the same thing. And they come in, and they've always got an incredible investment that nobody can be part of. And then always the blue-haired wannabe aristocrats, you know, who've got $10 million in the bank. They feel like it's so great that they now know a Rockefeller or a Rothschild or an Astor that they're like, they'll even tell their husbands, and there's divorces over it. I'm investing $1 million with Count Vibblebrop. I'm investing it with the Countess. There's nothing you can do to stop me. And that's all the New World Order is. They're slicker con artists. I mean, if you study how the Rothschilds got in power, it was giving loans behind the scenes. You'd have more than 10 different royal sectors of what Germania was, Germany today. It was broken up into counties. And you can read the histories where the Rothschilds and other moneylenders, the king would be mad at his, the local duke would be mad at his wife and would cut off her allowance. Well, the Rothschilds would just go get her in debt and scam her and get her in a scam and then have intrigue in. Basically, that's all the New World Order is. Psychopathic henchmen and some psychos in control, a bunch of con artists who just run around scamming us through government, scamming us through everything, and they've just taken over the world, and then all their bottom feeders are crawling all over us, and the public's dumbed down and defenseless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I said we would have open phones today for the full 4 hours, and we will. I got off into a rant about con artists, people coming into small towns, big cities. There's got to be millions of them. They've always been there. It's the same old scams. They show up. They find out who's weak in your family or your business. They tell you there's a get-rich-quick scheme, a Ponzi scheme, and they come into the country club, and they tell you they're always a duke or a duchess or they're royal. It's the same system over and over again. And they find out who's gullible. And then once a person's been sucked in, they can't admit they were conned. And it'll ruin marriages, it'll ruin everything. And a lot of people end up giving everything they've got to a con artist, and they'll be homeless, still admitting, I just don't know why the Duke did that to me. And you can always tell these sociopaths, because a lot of times these con artists are, they're able to con you because they're delusional. They believe their own scam. And that's what government is. I mean, they come out and tell you that Russia attacked Georgia. The public believes it. They come out and they tell you the dollar's strong. There's people all over Wall Street going on the news and saying the dollar hadn't lost any value. It's a conspiracy theory. They'll come out with this outrageous statement that there's no New World Order. No one's calling for it. They'll come out on CNN and say there's no Trans-Texas Corridor when it's all over Texas, thousands of miles of road, and the signs are everywhere, and there's PSAs on TV and at the theater. You know, the movies, they have ads. Doesn't exist. And see, the public doesn't want to admit they've been conned by the media, the culture, the government. They bought into it. So if CNN says and Fox says that there is no Trans-Texas Corridor, Texans will say to my face, there isn't one. Doesn't matter. There's billboards, announcements. Kind of like that police chief in Austin. I mean, he may not know the feds put microphones in that Austin runs it, but I do. It's been in the paper. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he's lying. The point is that we know the facts. We know the government's gone bad. And we also know the public doesn't want to admit up to that because it's so scary. I mean, it's worse than just sending $5,000 to the Nigerian email scam thinking you're going to get $1 million back and not wanting to pull out of it and sending them the next payment and the next. I've seen it reported in the news where people have paid as much as $500,000 to the Nigerian scam from an email. You know, you send out an email to 1 million people saying, send me $5,000 and you get $1 million back, you're going to get people that are going to take it because they want to believe their lucky day has come. And these yuppies want to believe that the earth is really dying from carbon dioxide, that it's a deadly toxic waste, not the life-giving gas on the planet next to oxygen. They really want to believe they're part of something good. They don't want to admit they've been scammed and conned with all their environmental bumper stickers. They don't want to admit they've been lied to. Conservatives don't want to admit they've been lied to about George Bush being a good conservative and a great American. You can give them mainstream articles about gay porn stars and madams visiting hundreds of times at midnight, and they'll just say, you're a lying piece of crap. You can show them video of Bush kissing him on the head at a press conference. They'll just say, shut up, communist. Or you tell a liberal that, and they'll be quiet, fascist. You got to love it. New York Times attacking me last week in association with Corsi for 9/11 truth. And see, now I'm the fascist. I was looking at the comments and other stories. Alex Jones, a well-known right-wing fascist. Oh, I've been the big commie. But I was bashing Bush, saying he's a puppet, he runs nothing, they control both parties. And the liberals go, oh, you're so liberal, we like you. oh, Alex, you're good. We like you. You're against George Bush. And now I'm saying Obama's bad, too. Oh, my God, you fascist. Oh, my. And I'm like, no, he's for spying on us without warrants. The same police state, more wars, all the corporate funding. And they're just like, liar. My God, you're funded by Republicans. You can't admit you've been scammed. You can't admit you've been lied to. Wake up. Stop being scammed. Get cynical about this. Stop letting these con artists rip you off. Stop letting them hypnotize you. I promise we're going to Warren, Seth, Steve, Brendan, Jeremy. When we get back, the economic news, huge Russia news. Stay with us.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
How much longer will you ignore the warning signs?
How much longer?
How much longer will you turn away like a blind man?
How much longer?
A choice. The choice of life or death, abundance or starvation is made today.
Do you have a long-term food solution?
Go to survivalistseeds.com.
Now, for the first time,
Survivalist Seeds is offering a single person 7-year heirloom seed supply, 3,000 seeds with 12 specially selected varieties, giving you 1,000 pounds of food for only $65.
This is a limited offer.
Just $65 for a 7-year heirloom seed supply, only from survivalistseeds.com.
Family size still available at survivalistseeds.com.
Patriots prepare. Slaves hesitate.
Soon we'll know which one you are. You have no more excuses.
SurvivalistSeeds.com. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stocks drop as oil climbs, financials slide. Euro shares rise, buoyed by oil and miners. Commodities going back up. Continuing, we're going to get into Merrill Lynch getting in trouble for running a bunch of criminal scams. Also, peacekeepers to stay in Georgia. Gates basically threatening Russia. Secretary of Defense Musharraf resigns. We're going to break that down. Georgian President Shashvili eats his own tie on live TV. It looks like something out of a Charlie Chaplin skit, starts acting completely nuts, chewing on his tie like a complete mental patient, live on TV. Iran warned not to allow war pretext by Saudi and Egyptian leaders. China to overtake U.S.'s largest manufacturer. This is not our headline at prisonplanet.com. Sounds like one of ours. This is the Mail Online out of England. Rounded up into torture camps, the undesirables China doesn't want you to see. Well, we've got one. They torture you. It says with big signs that they're going to be using cattle prods in that giant FEMA camp they've built out in Denver secretly. The police with a secret camp. Yeah, the police, you can really trust them. They got secret camps. Totally criminal. Totally criminal to do that. They're criminals. The government's criminal. It's gone. It's shot. Not green, NBC Beijing outdoor set air-conditioned, outdoors. Oh, see, even those criticizing the fake environmental movement for the global carbon tax only criticize how they're a bunch of hypocrites and have a bad carbon footprint, which only legitimizes all of this bull. TV news ratings and newspaper ratings continue to plunge. Lawmakers take up the battle against the light bulb ban with these highly toxic, deadly light bulbs they want us to put in. I mentioned this last week, but I want to spend more time on it today. Texas school district letting teachers carry guns. That's just some of the news I've got that I'm going to be going over today. But right now, let's go to Warren in Michigan. Warren, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I thought a caller to your show yesterday made kind of an interesting point. He was saying, suppose we have a revolution, and then we've got all these elites left over. What are we going to do with them? And his point was, we should execute them to be sure they won't keep oppressing us. The point I wanted to make was the ancient Greeks had solved that problem. They had a practice known as ostracism, and I never hear the ostracism.
Yeah, that's the old thing. Put them on a deserted island.
Yeah, and candidates for ostracism didn't necessarily commit any crimes. They were just people that had too much influence.
Yeah, but that was used by the very elites to oppress anybody that challenged the criminal state. That's why you need a Bill of Rights, Constitution, where everybody's due process is protected. You don't punish classes of people. You individually, if they committed crimes, then investigate them and indict them with a grand jury.
I thought the original purpose of ostracism was so the people could. You didn't have to wait for somebody to commit a crime if he became somebody that.
Well, you know what a crime was? Which one was it? Was it Aristotle or one of the
Socrates.
Others?
Socrates was exiled.
Yeah. Well, but I was going to mention something else. Which one was made to drink hemlock?
Socrates.
Yeah, Socrates. And then there was another one they threw off a cliff. One of them was trying to teach the young to question the government and question the elites. They made him kill himself. Others they murdered, and so that was their idea of, quote, this pure democracy. It was not a democracy.
It sounds like the original idea was corrupted and perverted.
Well, that's it. That's why our system is not perfect, but it's the best ever devised. Our republic hasn't failed. We have failed it. But you don't ever want to say, we are going to punish the landed class, because the elites are normally the authors of that, and they will direct a mob led by one of their front men to actually go steal from the middle class, because the poor think that anybody who's got $5 more than them is the elite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, poor people think somebody in a Cadillac with bling. That's what bling's all about, just the mindlessness of, my gosh, he's got some gold around his neck. He's rich. No, really rich people hide it. They're secretive about it. They're low-key.
Well, I think if David Rockefeller was up for ostracism, I think I'd vote in favor of it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but see, you don't want to start voting people out of the country. You want to investigate David Rockefeller for his crimes, which are legion. You then want to indict him and convict him and then have the state law carried out against him.
Okay, Alex, I guess that's about all I had to say.
Thank you. Yeah. We don't want a French Revolution where one group of rogues takes over, and then 6 months later another group takes over from them, and then there's another revolution. You end up with what you had in Rome, where you'd have a new emperor every 6 months or so, and it was always whoever the last Praetorian leader of the Praetorian was. I mean, that's how third world nations are in Asia and Latin America. You know, the president's always just some general who took over. And then, you know, he gets killed in a few years, and there's some new guy. The middle class has to get together, go in and take over the government, set up checks and balances to lower the size of government, make it very small, and only big enough to keep tyrants from coming to power. limited, tied down, and then we have to be armed, aggressive, build up our individual organizations against tyranny, and then you become a land of milk and honey like the United States or Switzerland. Let's go ahead and talk to Seth in Arkansas. Seth, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I met you in New York on 9/11 last year. I'm a change member. I actually did the Clinton confrontation in Mississippi.
Good job.
Where he said we may not be perfect, we don't blow up our own buildings. I'm also in the New World Order film with Tom and Andrew and Luke, with those guys, with you as well. Anyway, Saturday night, I just moved back to Fayetteville, Arkansas, which is kind of like Austin, you know.
Yes.
And Saturday night, I was out on Dixon Street, which would be about like being on 6th Street in Austin. And I was out with some meeting up with some friends. I had had one drink probably about 11 o'clock or something like that. Anyways, I was hanging out dancing about 1:30 in the morning. I come out of the establishment I was in, and I see police have roadblocks set up. So I go up there, and I start talking to a female officer, and I was asking her about the roadblock. And she said to me, you know what I mean? I asked her, was it a normal thing? She said they were doing it for public safety. And anyways, I started recording it with my camera phone. She came up to me, and she told me to go home. Go home. And
you
I said,
thought you were in a free country? You thought you'd videotape a Fourth Amendment violating checkpoint that treats everybody as if they're a criminal?
Yes, sir. So she told me to go home. I said, no, ma'am, I don't have to go home on a public sidewalk. So she come up to me and started asking for my ID.
So what happened next, Slay?
Okay, so she asked for my ID. I said, ma'am, am I being detained? Am I being detained? She said, give me your ID. I said, am I being detained? And it went on like that for a couple minutes. And I have video of all this. It's up on YouTube now.
What's the name of the video? We'll play some of it.
The name of the video is Fayetteville, Arkansas Police Abuse.
Fayetteville Arkansas Police Abuse. Go to YouTube. Is it on YouTube?
Yes, it is.
Go to YouTube, John, and Fayetteville, Arkansas Police Abuse. Hit date added. Get that for me, okay? Also, email that my policer to Nemo and Watson and Steve. I want to get that up.
And you can put me in contact with them. So let me continue. So I asked if I was being detained. She said no. And at the end of the video, you'll see her say, just go home. So I walk away from her. I walk away from her, and I go down where there's another roadblock and more police. And I start videoing, Alex. And I'm standing there videoing. She comes down from her roadblock with another cop and says, you are being detained. They snatch my camera. I put my hands behind my back.
Total criminals.
Back of the car.
Hardcore American enemies. Absolute cancer.
Three charges on me. They charged me with public intoxication, interfering with government operations, and they charged me with disorderly conduct.
False charges, increasing their criminal evil. But thank God.
In the back of a car.
Well, listen, it's like in Truth Rising. The cops come over, they say a camera is a gun, you're going to be arrested for having a gun. They say backpacks are bombs, and they say, we know you're not terrorists, but we're going to say you are. Our government is criminal. So I bet she celebrated. Was this a great victory for wickedness and evil once they arrested you?
Let me tell you what she said, Alex. I'm standing there, and I say, don't y'all know this is illegal? This is unconstitutional. Are you not worried about the ACLU getting involved in this? The lady looked at me and said this to my face. She said, just because you're an educated college boy and know what the ACLU is, don't mean I'm not taking you to jail, and don't mean nothing to me. I looked at her, I said, Alex, I told her, I said, ma'am, I didn't finish high school. I'm self-taught, and I love this country, and I love freedom. And the other guy looked at me, an officer that had walked up, he said, you're a very well-spoken young man. And they threw me in the back of the car, took me to jail, stripped me my socks and shoes, put me on a concrete floor with a drug take and a bunch, 12 drugs in a little room, and I had to lay on a concrete floor.
Here's the deal. You need to just start the process of suing them. It's all corrupt good old boys. Walmart's based there. It's a continuity of government crime base, literally. Total evil. You need to go ahead, go in and file a complaint today with the head thug, and you need to go ahead and get that YouTube video out. But the point here is, for your First Amendment rights, you were taken to jail. This is a third world cesspit nation of wickedness. And don't worry, cops. Your bosses are going to hurt you bad. You think you just hurt America? You just hurt yourself. Don't worry. This country's going down. It's going to fall apart. Your children have no future. You're getting just what you want. The death of the Republic. Just what you filthy trash want. Now, I want this filthy trash's name.
I don't know the arresting female officer's name. I do have her on video, though. I have the Fayetteville Police Department's phone number. I have all that information and a story typed up I could get to you or Steve.
I want to watch the video. I'm going to keep you on hold while I look at it. But you're lucky they didn't murder you. I mean, I see cops just beat people to death and then do a celebration of evil.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
We do have the video. It's true. What Seth is saying, of course it is. and I do recognize him from the video. I do recognize him from confronting Bill Clinton peaceably. And the national news called for him to be physically attacked and tased. We have it all in Truth Rising, where in unison, every major cable news station says we need to be taken to secret prisons, killed and tortured, whatever. Our murder is what's called for. And police set up a warrantless checkpoint to stop drunks, as if they couldn't sit there and look for evidence, Fourth Amendment, and see somebody swerving. No, we'll just train you with a federal grant. See, the federal grants are about checkpoints everywhere. And they're acclimating you in the name of drunk drivers. And we're trying to save people. You're not trying to save anybody. Prescription drugs kill 300,000 people just from bad interactions a year. The government ships in the heroin and cocaine. And don't tell me they don't. They've been caught hundreds of times. CIA aircraft have crashed with the cocaine and heroin. Our troops openly guard the opium fields, and it's up eightfold what it was in Afghanistan, shipping it in here, the dirty heroin. You make me sick how you sit around claiming you're good and how the system's good. It's disgusting. Now, I'm just starting to get mad because they have secret camps all over the country in every major city, and they have a secret one in Denver, and it becomes discovered that it's there, and the cops run out and threaten people to get away, don't videotape it from city property, private property across the street. In New York, I went out to Pier 57. I was 100 yards away. It's all in martial law. 100 yards. Probably more. And the cops run over and say, I'm going to arrest you, and start screaming at me and just say, shut up. I told you to shut up. And then they ask you a question. Who are you? And you talk, and they go, I said shut up. See, it's all drill sergeant psychology. And they're saying, I rule you. I rule you. There's nothing you can do. We run your life now. Do you understand us? You work for us. You're here to feed us. Well, you go ahead and roll your sleeve up then, cops. And you just take those injections. You, the military, too. You just serve them. Take your injections. Give your kids the injections. Just, you understand that the New World Order is going to hurt you just as bad as they're going to hurt me. How dare you? How dare you in this country say that we don't have a right to videotape your criminal activities? Play the audio.
Being detained. Okay, I'm out here on Dixon Street. I've asked a cop a question, and supposedly I am supposed to give up my ID like it's Nazi Germany. Ma'am, am I being detained? Am I being detained by you? Are you taking me to jail? Have I broke any law or any right as American citizen? Am I being detained? No, ma'am. I'm recording you, and I will be continually recording you. I just ask you a question as a public servant, as a public person, as a taxpayer of the state of Arkansas. Now, I've not bothered you or
done anything. Go home. I told you to go home. Go home.
Hit pause. That's martial law in America. I'm telling you to go home, boy. See, it is martial law. I'm telling you to go home. I went down here and waddled into a uniform. And I'm going to go get another officer, and I'm going to show you who's boss. Because I don't have a brain cell to rub together. And I don't understand that when I bring tyranny in, it's going to hurt my family just as bad as it's going to hurt you. There ain't. And listen to how calm and how controlled. Obviously, this guy hadn't even had two beers. He's out there talking to a God force. A God. He dare speak to the Olympians. You will be in prison. And now you're facing hardcore, what, 2-3 year prison sentences for your crime of speaking to a God. Complete the video.
Golly, not getting me, baby.
So now he's leaving, walking away from the God force. And by the way, you were arrested because you walked away from the God force. You see, when you run from a dog, they will bite you. You know, one day I was out walking my firstborn in the baby carriage, and this pit bull comes out running up to bite me. And so, I mean, I was going to kick it. I just ran out to kick it, but the dog knew at a level I was going to attack it back, so it ran off back to its white trash owner's house, and some guy was fixing his car, and he was like, you know, he'd have come out, I had to club him, because I'm not going to let you hurt my child, you piece of crap. And it's the same thing with you, you devil dogs. Then you had a problem because you turned. You should have demanded a supervisor right there. But turning from them, the dogs pursued. And you bet I'm mad because I know what this means. This country's gone. That's third world, folks. That's communist China. That's Russia. This isn't the land of the free, home of the brave, and these idiot cops think they're God. And I've had Austin cops who aren't as bad as some areas of the country come up to me and tell me you can't videotape when I'm 300 yards, 200 yards from them. And I just say, okay, go ahead, arrest me. When they start threatening me, I go ahead. The problem is now they'll get you in the jail cell and beat you to death and say you did it to yourself. Yeah, you're evil now. You're the bad guys now, and everybody knows it. Everybody's waking up to it, so you just keep on pushing. You're going to get the depression you want. You're going to get your family living in the street like you want.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99. With free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You could host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Our forefathers, if they knew today that if you talk to police and don't submit to them when they tell you leave, trying to videotape them, you'd be arrested. It's disgusting. This nation is about licking boots, being slaves, being idiots, being lied to. And all I want is to be friends with the police and have them do their duty. But their prime directive is criminal. It's suppress and dominate the slaves, suck money off of us, run double standards. The illegal aliens are above the law. I've had enough. Seth, I want to go to Steve, Brendan, Jeremy, Delon, and others. But I want you to be able to finish up what happened to you. So there wasn't too much of a celebration when they arrested you. They just said, it doesn't matter if you know how to talk and got book learning. You're going down for not submitting to the crown.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? Basically, that was the end of it. They put me in the back of the car. They got me to the station. They were smiling, smirking the whole time. They were happy. They tore my wallet apart right in front of me. You know what I mean? Just trying to dig. I just tried to stay calm. I was watching them kick dudes' butts in the jail, and I was like, hey, y'all need to calm down. And they were like, you need to shut up, boy. You better shut up, boy. And I mean, Officer Jackboot. Ignorance.
Don't worry. They're going to get hurt real bad by their system. They don't understand that as soon as things go evil, everybody gets hurt. They all think it's a time for the thug. So what was going on in the jail? What were they doing? Just slamming guys around for a little fun?
Kicking them in the ankles. Instead of letting them spread their legs, they would kick them in the shins, you know what I mean, and make them spread their legs, hitting their head up against the wall.
That's happened to me. And then they say, oh, you want to make a move, tough guy? I work here because I'm a cowardly piece of crap, and I was always a bully until people stood up to me. But now I get to work here in the jail and slam somebody's head like yours in the wall because I'm a cowardly piece of garbage.
Listen, all my friends, I'd lived here before, Alex, and I have a great group of friends, and they are all scared to death of the police. They're like, Seth, you cannot do that to them. They have turned straight Nazis up here. You can't question them, man. You got to be cool. You can't say anything to them, man. They've gone crazy.
It's because the government is now completely rogue and criminal, and they're now hiring aggravated felons to police departments and the military. They will tell you that you've got to let aggravated felons take your children from you. Smirking and laughing. They're emptying out the prisons. They are criminals! Ah!
They're ignorant. They have no clue of what rights a human has, and the minute a person stands up and tries to tell them we do have the right to do it, oh no, you're going to jail, we'll show you what rights
they're
you got.
Directive.
She told me, her words, I say verbatim, she said, obviously I know my rights better than you, as she's booking me in.
So she's like, I know your rights, and I know I'm setting you up, and that's what I do, because I work for the dark side, boy.
And all my friends are like, man, you got to understand, I said, man, I've confronted Bill Clinton, been walked out, escorted out by the Secret Service, and was not treated like this. And my friends are like, well, yeah, because they're educated. You got a bunch of cops from Farmington and law and all these things.
Yeah, you got to listen, you got to punish these criminals. You need to go to the newspaper. You need to, you know, get a headline out. Man arrested for videotaping checkpoint. Listen, I'm not exaggerating. I've probably seen 20 videos in the last 2 weeks. Never covered one here on air. Mentioned it a few times. Have you seen all the YouTube videos of people will be on their porch, in one case 200 yards away on their front porch, videotaping a huge checkpoint, searching everybody's cars in a neighborhood? In this case was San Diego. Well, I mean, let me tell you. And the cops come over and say, you're not allowed to videotape us in America, but they're going to scan our plates, track us, videotape us. They're criminals. They've been told they're God.
Well, yes, I'm going to file a complaint as soon as I get off the phone. I wanted to ask you about that. I'm glad you told me to do it. Everybody here is like, man, you're just going to get them on your back, man. If you go file a complaint, they're going to have it out for you, man.
And then see, people got that attitude, just like if you had somebody that worked for you and you put up with them pushing you around, and pretty soon it's like they're your boss. It's the same thing here. Because everybody's groveling to them, they're starting to believe it. Yeah, I'm God. I'm the boss. Yeah, yeah. How about if you live in Tennessee or any area and you know a cop's bad, how about you don't talk to him at church? How about you do what I do? When the Travis County SWAT team, or the Austin SWAT team in one case, did something bad, I saw the guy in Target, and I walked up to him when he was with his wife, and I said, what you do is wrong. What you've been doing is wrong. Killing people's dogs when you come in their houses, shooting their chihuahuas, their labs. I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And the guy was shaking. And he said, how do you know who I am? And I said, because I know what you look like. And I said, stop doing wrong. And that guy looked like he was about to crap himself. Because they're so scared. They know they're doing wrong. And so, you know, that's the difference. You ostracize them. We had a caller talking about ostracism earlier. You don't put them on a desert island. You put up 5,000 copies of Truth Rising in the streets. You put banners up everywhere. You go get a one-hour radio show on the weekend. You go speak before the city council about what happened. You list their name. You go back out there with 10 people with video cameras the next time they're doing it. And you stagger them out so you get it all on video. And you bring in a lawyer from outside just to file the suit to let it start against them for unlawful arrest, false charges, official oppression, violation of your civil rights. You have to punish them. Everybody's kissing their butts because they'll throw you off a bridge and taser you 19 times. Bunch of towns, not just one, now in Arkansas. First they said one part of the town, now it's the whole town, now multiple towns. Suddenly towns nationwide are announcing daytime curfews, the National Guard to confiscate guns in Illinois. It's all happening, Seth. Give us your full name, and I know the story's true, I've seen the video, and give us the Fayetteville Center of Wickedness phone number.
My name is Lamar Seth Jackson. They arrested me as Lamar Jackson. I go by Seth, but my first name is officially Lamar, and that's how the arrest was put. It happened Saturday night on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, and the Twitch phone number is 479-587-3555. The chief of police name is Greg Tabor.
Greg Tabor, get out there and knock the heads of the slaves and suck money out of them. Hire more felons. Forward. That's the bottom line.
Everybody's afraid they'll go Officer Jackboot. I mean, when you did that clip, that's it. That's what's happening.
Drag them off the interstate, sock them to them, JP Blues.
Hey, pull that up for me, John. Officer Jackboot for me or whatever it's called. Drag them off the interstate, sock it to them, JP Blues. Now give out the number for this paramilitary gang that's out of control, out there feeding, and people call them and let them know, you're not going to vacation anywhere around Fayetteville. It's a vacation spot. Let them know you're aware of them. Let them know the planet knows what they've done. Go ahead.
479-587-3555. That's the Fayetteville Police Department in Fayetteville, Arkansas, home of the Razorbacks.
And so to be specific, you walk down to another checkpoint, they just walk up when they say, hands behind your back, you're under arrest.
You know, yep, exactly. No, the first thing they said was, give me the camera, give me the phone, give me the phone. He snatched it from my hand. The lady officer pulled one arm behind my back, then the other. Then I asked her about my civil rights issues, and that's when she told me
folks,
it didn't matter what
just,
I thought or what I knew.
We've just become accustomed to this. This is like a third world hardcore behind the Iron Curtain. I mean, this is so bad, and I've got videos of it everywhere. God help us, these people are so evil. Well, listen, we're going to stand behind you on this. You need to make a YouTube video about what's happened to you in conjunction with this video. You need to get a story out. Email it to Aaron with two A's and Infowars.com. Now you're not requesting a complaint because they play mind games with you. They'll go, well, we're not going to take your complaint. You know, you're filing a criminal complaint of false arrest, official oppression, false charges. And then you start getting the numbers of grand jurors and start calling them. You go to the city council. You let them know. And you go in there and you say, this is my country. This is my state. And I'm not letting it turn into an Iron Curtain. And you break it down like that. And you say, this is shameful. This is happening all over America. And you go down there with 10 people now. Give them your phone number, Seth. I want people back out there this Saturday again.
My phone number?
If you want to get an email or something.
Oh, yeah. If you want to get in touch with me in Fayetteville, Arkansas, if you live in the area, you anywhere, you want to come up, I'll do this. I'll start a Fayetteville Cop Watch every Saturday night.
Yes!
My phone number is 706-974-0562. 706-974-0562. I just got back to the area. I'm looking for anybody willing to stand up to these people.
Listen.
I got my camera. I got my computer. I'm ready for the info war. We'll make DVDs of Terror Storm, and we'll get them out there. We'll get the end game.
Seth, listen to me. Listen to me, Seth. You see, this is what you do. You don't cow like you did, but once they attack you, you don't back off. Now it's a war in info. Now it's DVDs, flyers. Now you're going to take the city back. The people want that spirit. You are their leader, and I want you to stand up to them for liberty and justice. Are you committed?
Yes, sir. And God bless you, Alex, for everything you do. And let's do it. If somebody's ready to do it, you call me. Let's do it. I'll be out there and every weekend, every day if I got to be.
I want you full time. Folks, he needs your help. He needs a few good men and women. You call him right now. God bless you and take care. This song is dedicated to those thugs who falsely charged him with three serious crimes. He's facing years in jail for videotaping their illegal checkpoint that violates the Fourth Amendment and urinates all over our dead veterans. Ah! We are one step away from total tyranny. This totally threatens me. That's why I start growling like a dog, folks, because I know what this means. A full attack on my beloved country, your beloved country. This has been a great nation, and I'm not putting up with it. Now, this song is dedicated to the thugs.
Well, I just popped over the old state line. My headlights focused on a welcome sign. When hiding in the bushes there waiting for me was a big policeman with a capital P. Shouting, look out, stranger, be heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. He dragged me off to the old town square. The justice of the peace awaiting for his share. He said, look at here, boy, you better slow down. You're in a heap of trouble in this one-horse town. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. I've got those drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, J.P. Blues. Yeah, welcome in the evening, sock 'em when they're leaving blues. A kangaroo court is the last resort on a low-down, shakedown cruise. Got them drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, J.P. Blues.
You better pray to me and you better lick my boots. I'm an officer and you're a lowly civilian. Go ahead.
A woman gets mugged in the heart of town. Yells for the cops, but there's none around. The down on the interstate setting the trap. A hunting for a live one to skin and wrap. So look out, stranger. You're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. When a sign says, welcome to God's country. God, you got competition from a slick JP. Fuzzy old buzzards are filling their craws with highway robbery in the name of the law. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. I've got those drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, JP Blues. Yeah, welcome in the evening, sock 'em when they're leaving blues. A kangaroo court is the last resort on a low-down, shakedown cruise. Cut them, drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, JP Blues. Cut them, drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, JP Blues.
Lick 'em, lick the boot. Here. Now I want you to lick 'em that way. Lick 'em this way. You learn, you scum, you civilian trash. Wow, I couldn't say any better myself. Oh, man, this country's gone. Oh, just hope we can salvage something. And I know there's a lot of good police who, the system's evil, its direction's evil, it's directed by evil people, but there are a lot of good police, and I know that. And you know it's bad. And you know it's making you look bad. You just need to find another profession. But I hate to even say that because then it'll be nothing but pure felons in there. Steve in Utah, you're on the air.
Up, Alex. Thank you for everything you do and your crew around you. And I'd like to thank George Norrie for having you on. And just, I guess when we confront these people and we're harassed by them, make sure we look them in the eye and we talk stern and... you know, don't back down. Like you said, the dog will chase you if you walk away or you show fear. So I think with my experience with them, you look them in the eye and you just don't show any fear. And,
well, I would have demanded a supervisor and put it on them. It's a very low level mentality. And said, look, I'm out here in a free country. I'm not interfering with you what you're doing. She didn't ask anything reasonable like stand over there or don't get in our way. And we're not in your way. You came over here to me. And, you know, I mean, you know, that's what's happening. We're allowed to talk to these people. They're not gods.
No, not at all. But, yeah, just be, you know, be solid when you talk to them. And,
well, they're getting ready to bring us into a depression and take everything we got. So they're telling the cops to be bully boys so they can rape the hell out of us, and it's not going to work.
But when you're, you know, when you don't show fear, you don't cower, you don't look down, it affects them. It affects their psyche.
I tell them, look, don't do wrong, don't commit crime, because I'm going to come after you legally. It'll be a lot better for you to just do your job and not violate my rights and desecrate America.
Exactly. But, I just want to say thanks, and, you know, I can't watch the regular news because I just it just doesn't work for me anymore.
There's no coming back, is there, brother? Once you've seen the Matrix, there's no turning back. Thanks for the call. All we offer is the truth, nothing more. You take the blue pill, you stay in your reality, take the red pill, you go down the rabbit hole, find out how deep it goes. Steve in, we just talked to Steve. Brendan in Denver, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
I just blew my voice out again, but I'm all right.
I was actually calling because I was watching C-SPAN on July 30th. I don't know if you caught that, but they're trying to pass three different bills, all of them pretty much the same thing, which ties in the Department of Human Services, the Homeland Security, and then they threw in the firefighters and the police in the last bill.
Integrating them all into a giant federal snooping arm, integrating everything where everything's federalized. They're all spies scanning all your plates 24 hours a day, tracking your every movement, but don't you dare aim a camera at them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
It's total martial law integration being activated right now. National Guard standing by to confiscate guns.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
That's it. No, I got mainstream news right here. They're happily announcing in the Washington Post. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was like H.R. 6193.
We're going to show you American people who the boss is. The government runs it all. You work for us now.
Sick. Anything else?
No, that was it. I just wanted to say about that.
Good to hear from you, fellow slave. And, of course, they've now passed a law where you can't get any of your money out of the country. But all the big boys are allowed to violate it and do whatever they want. Slaves get in, they don't get out. Going into total tyranny. They want tyranny in place so they can do really bad things to us all, including you, police. Land of the free, home of the brave. Land of the slaves, home of the cowards. Land of the overrun nation with third world populations. Everything going bankrupt. Moron cops stomping around. Felons joining the military. Illegal aliens filling up the military. Mercenary forces.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
That's what America's all about now. Not having freedom, not having liberty, being bossed around by the government and goons and Darth Vader outfits. I mean, how can they claim this is freedom, this is good? They're the good guys. It's disgusting.
Call him drunken Ira.
We have the power to turn this around if all of you will get insanely aggressive in the info war. That means calling in mainstream talk shows every night and putting out websites and info. It means getting Truth Rising and Endgame and other films I've made that are the most powerful out there, making copies of them and giving them to people. It means starting your own local radio talk shows or starting your own websites, your own blogs. It means going on message boards. It means talking to people at church. It means, you know, a lot of members in churches, you're able to come up and speak to the church if you want. Say, go up and say, America's about our liberties and our freedoms. We're losing them. More and more the police are bossing the public around. I know there's some officers here. I'd like to talk to you privately about where things are going. You know, let them know that we're aware of what's happening and stand up and speak out, and you'll find other like-minded people that are concerned as well. And then just say no to this and realize how insulting and how dangerous and how outrageous. I mean, I see videos every day of somebody on a bicycle and the cops just tackle them and then savagely almost kill them. In some cases, I see videos of police actually beating people to death. And then they charge their dead bodies with assaulting the officers to protect themselves and then go to court with video of the person never touching them. And then they have these vetted, hand-picked juries that are all wives of cops who come in and, I mean, you know, never forget Kelly Rushing. He gave out a videotape, two videos, one with Ron Paul, a speech he gave in 2003 called Neocon, 47-minute speech, and he gave him a road to tyranny. And in Lyon County, Kentucky, the county court had the trial. I called the judge at home, and it was in the newspaper. They said he is charged with anti-police videos. The cops were totally warped, the state police. They actually believe Ron Paul isn't allowed to speak on the floor of the House. They actually believe that My Road to Tyranny was, quote, anti-law enforcement and so illegal. Just like we have in Road to Tyranny, Abby Newman pulled over at a warrantless checkpoint. She says, no, you can't search my car without a warrant. They grab her out of the car. She doesn't resist. And they pull the pocket constitution out of the back of her car, and they start breathing heavy. Oh, my God, I can't believe she's... I mean, that sounds like a Monty Python skit or a Twilight Zone where officers find a constitution, and they're, my God, look at all this paraphernalia. Look at this thing. And is she allowed to have that? Should we charge her for this paraphernalia? And then the commander goes, I don't know, because he's a smart one. Maybe she's allowed to have that. Just take her in for all of this. And the word patriot upset him because it was Patriot Games with Harrison Ford. That they saw that and they just got the word patriot. You see, totally out of their minds, brainwashed, just gone. And then we have that same film. This is pre-9/11. The footage, Kansas City. Was it like September 1st? Well, KCXL listener. He's sent to this big classroom of firefighters, police, and sheriff's deputy with FEMA saying American freedoms are the enemy of the government. The founding fathers were bad. The Bill of Rights is bad. Anybody that talks about the Bill of Rights is bad. And we have the training manuals that say it before that. We have the video of them training from it. And these cops get into a role where they're the good guys, they're our protectors, and then if FEMA tells them the founding fathers are bad, the officers were in there agreeing. They were agreeing, these are bad people. And then the law enforcement magazines and publications, with law enforcement technology, I'll never forget in 2000, said in there, officer, if you see someone that has a United Nations, get us out of the UN sticker, go ahead and arrest them. And police chiefs, support your officers in this and their discretion. These people are anti-American and probably terrorist. That's right.
How dare you talk about the founding fathers? You don't do that in America.
I mean, this is so out of control.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
Stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are a decadent, slovenly, evil nation that's murdered more than 50 million babies. We have engaged in all forms of crimes against innocent nations. We have funded every evil regime on the planet. And it's all coming home to roost. What the globalists have done in third world nations, they're now going to do here. Absolute destruction of the middle class, bondage, enslavement, degradation, totally pathetic. And when Kelly Rushing got arrested a few years ago for handing out a Ron Paul video in one of my videos, he was charged with both, 3-year counts on both, of a threat to the police, saying the Ron Paul videos, and it went to trial, and the judge sat there and said, send this man to prison. These videos are illegal. And the jury found him not guilty. And then a week later, the police started parking outside his ranch. They were a well-to-do, well-known family in the area, highly respected. Founders of the community, I later found out. And, they arrested Kelly and one of his friends horseback riding. They claimed they were drunkenly riding horses, and of course they weren't drinking. And so it goes. The evil must win. Evil has to show you. When you fight back, they come in 10 times harder. You know what? We come back 10 times harder. Just to see our country going into hardcore bondage tears me up. Brendan, we already talked to Brendan. Jeremy in Denver. And D. Leon, Steve, Elliot, Frank, and others. Go ahead, Brendan. You're on the air. No, Jeremy. I've got two Denver callers there, so it's mixing me up. Jeremy, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Look forward to meeting with you when you come out to Denver. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the DNC and the police state. But first, I heard you had the Money Masters guys on a few weeks ago, and I do the Liberty Dollar out here, and I kind of wanted to respond to that and give the listeners just a real quick economics lesson in how to beat the New World Order is that you can't beat them. None of the stuff you do, calling Congress.
Oh, that's another story. It's totally legal. There are hundreds of mints putting out their own gold and silver coins, but they're now arresting people who have those. There's and they go ahead and beat you up, and then that's the charge. But they also throw a counterfeiting on, but then the coin's totally legal. People are being arrested for $2 bills all over the nation. I've seen at least probably more than 10 cases the last few years. The public is so dumb and looking for crime. They're told spy on everyone, but there's nothing to really spy on other than the illegal aliens running around everywhere, but that's selectively enforced. People are now arrested for $2 bills with a Declaration of Independence on it because the public are just mindless scum. There's cases where more than a dozen cops show up at Best Buy and still arrest, and then they still charge you even though the $2 bill is real because the judges and the grand juries can't admit they were wrong, so people are now charged for legal tender money. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is there's no way to beat them unless you stop their money, period, because they're always going to have more than everybody else, and they're going to be able
but
to.
But now they arrest you for even using their money. See, everything's illegal. Videos are legal. Cash is illegal. The public are just grueling zombies, just all into themselves, watching TV all day. Just, it's all over. We're totally screwed. Scum everywhere. Trash and filth everywhere. You're all going to get raped by the New World Order. Just get ready for it, unless we totally fight back now and have some shame for what we are.
And will refuse to admit that they're con. You should really talk about the economists that have been to Harvard and Yale, because they're all convinced. I took economics in school, and they start off talking about how the government influences the economy.
How about this? Economists don't exist. I'll be like a yuppie. I'll play devil's advocate. Economists don't exist. You just made up that economists exist.
Well, the bottom line.
Here, I'll be a yuppie. Economists don't exist.
Economics classes didn't start until they created the Federal Reserve, and it was the people, the professors that authored the Federal Reserve Act.
There's no such thing as professors. The Federal Reserve doesn't exist. It's not private. Everything's fine. Black uniforms are good. Cameras scanning you are good. Cancer viruses and vaccines are good. None of it exists.
Well, what I'd like to do is give the listeners a real quick, simple economics lesson. One sentence. Intrinsic value equals raw materials plus the labor involved. You wouldn't work.
Doesn't exist. Labor doesn't exist. Nothing exists. Nothing. Nothing exists but football and acting tough. Shut up. Everything's fine. Government loves you. Oh, it's good. Everything's wonderful. Oh, yes. Everything's fine. Yes. Stay there. I'll come back to you.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soleil Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soleil Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soleil Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soleil Smile. Order some today at SoleilSmile.com. That's SoleilSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome You know, I was being sarcastic during the last segment because over the weekend, Mikhail Shashvili, the Georgian dictator, that's what he is, staged event, arresting political dissidents, not allowing free speech, shutting down newspapers and TV stations and radio stations that disagree with him. He called for a new world order, a world government to stop Russia. Zbigniew Brzezinski called for it over the weekend. The Turkish president called for a new world order to counter Russia over the weekend. I found a new clip last week. Gordon Brown gave another speech and called for a one world government, new world order. And then all over the message boards, all over newspaper articles, all over media, I am being attacked, others are being attacked as crazy people that believe in a new world order, and they say it doesn't exist. Just like they're saying we're liars and that Russia snuck attacked Georgia. It is just such a willful, wanton denial and wanting to be conned and giving yourself over to total delusion. I mean, it is a fact that the government is rogue and criminal and has murdered tens of thousands of children in chemical, biological, and radiological tests, tens of thousands of U.S. citizens. I mean, the murderer, these are the worst psycho killers ever. That's who runs things, to create the cadres of scientists and killers. And they're building this psychopathic wonderland of world government so no nation can rise against them, so no empire can rise against them, so no people can rise against them. For 50 years, really for 55, 60 years, they've been creating cadres of killers in this country. Our heroes are Jack Bauer, who tortures children to get answers out of their parents. That's really in the real White House memos. The Pentagon admits that they're basically funding that show. All these other shows where we are becoming evil. It isn't enough to kill 50 million babies in this country. It isn't enough to be euthanizing old people coast to coast. I mean, I can bring on Wall Street Journal writers who've been there when people are chained down, begging for food and water when they're under state control, and they're denied water for 14, 15 days. I'm not talking about Terry Schiavo. I'm talking about the media used that because she did look like a vegetable so they could sell you on it. But they're killing people every day, everywhere. Every time we have a guest on about it, nurses call in and admit they've had to quit working at different hospices and hospitals because they're murdering people. I mean, we got evil going on all around us. It's hurting the police, the military, all of us, everywhere. Thousands of troops are dropping dead from vaccines the last couple years. They're not telling them what the shots are now when they're dying, if they're lucky. And I say if they're lucky. You know why I say if they're lucky? Because a lot of times they're paralyzed or they bleed out or they just are in excruciating pain for a few years and then die. But they're all testing chemical and biological weapons on you. And I know it for a fact. And I have to sit here and deal with a public that are like a bunch of children living in denial about what we're up against. And then I don't want it to go to martial law. I don't want it to go to World War III. I don't want it to go into depression. And everything the Pentagon said they do, everything Northcom said they do, they're getting everybody ready for martial law. All the federal funds are flowing for, quote, anti-terrorism to run random checkpoints. They're getting us all prepared and trained. And it's so horrible and it doesn't need to happen. It's a bad dream. It needs to stop. And I love my family. And then they pass a law where if I wanted to try to get out of the nation with just enough money to live on, I couldn't do it. They won't even let you leave with your money now. They have deals with every nation in the world to take your money, even Switzerland, and not even let you leave unless you're an elitist, and then it's all selectively enforced. It's shot, folks. They have spun an incredible spider's web to capture us. And only waking up and going completely ape are we going to be able to break out of this. All right, I'm going to let Jeremy in Denver finish up. Jeremy, you were telling us how the point is, you're right, they are threatened, and when they arrested Von Nuthaus for putting out his legitimate, he used to run the Hawaiian Mint, for putting out...
They never arrested him.
Well, okay, grabbing his stuff. And
they just stole it. They don't have anything. See, they'd have to go to a trial, and no jury in the world would claim that we're counterfeiting.
You're right, arresting his material, shutting his facility down. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the problem is that's their biggest Achilles heel, especially with silver, because gold, the Rothschilds have most of the gold.
But they put you into a process, sir.
There's too much silver out there for them to control it. So if we monetize silver, there's nothing they can do about it. They're just then they're left with a bunch of pieces of paper and nothing else.
Yeah, but right now we just need to try to even hold on to cash, even though it's theirs. They're trying to get rid of that, and in a cashless society, they'll have total control.
Yeah, but whenever you use their money, you're ceding power to them, because what you're doing is you're giving your time and energy for nothing of theirs, except it's basically like if you work for a month making a sculpture, and then you traded it with me. I just printed up a picture on my computer and said, "Here you go." It took me 30 seconds.
That's how they get all their power.
You feel cheated. Well, that's what everyone does when they go to cash their check at the bank. They just spent 2 weeks to get a handful of paper. And see, it seems like, well, I can go and turn this in because we have what's called legal tender laws, which is another Orwellian word, because legal tender, people think in their head, oh, well, if it's not legal tender, that must mean it's illegal. No. Legal tender means that you're forced to accept it at the barrel of a gun. And that's why our founders said only gold and silver can be legal tender. That's the only thing you should be forced to accept. And actually, Thomas Jefferson said not even that. He said there shouldn't be legal tender laws, period. You can request to be paid in pigs if we're under Jefferson.
No, I agree, and I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Listen, my only point is silver and gold and us trying to barter with it is not the only Achilles heel of the New World Order, and it's a huge long-term plan that's very hard to implement, even if you can try to get the dumbed-down population who thinks silver coins are illegal. I mean, they're just that stupid. You try to convince these idiots of anything, they can't even think. So, I mean, what's even... it just disgusts me, the public. Their supine, willful ignorance, their gibbering smiles, their love of being slaves, their love of lies, their love of being conned and taken for a ride. They just absolutely love it. They revel in it. But we do need to start our own gardens. We do need to start bartering with our neighbors. We need to start realizing we don't need all this Walmart junk. We do need to try to become self-sufficient, because we had a depression 70-something years ago, 80 years ago, and 90% of the public was self-sufficient, and 8 million people starved. Now, 90-plus percent are not self-sufficient and don't even know how to really wipe their noses or brush their teeth. They don't even know what country they're in, what continent they're on, they're just totally in la-la land. At low-level bestial, you know, level of just satiating their basic senses, and trying to reach out to them is like trying to talk to an amoeba, you know. And God help us. And a lot of these people, they think you're showing off if you try to warn them, or if you know facts, or if you know how to speak to them, or if you warn them about something. You're like, you know how to talk. You got book learning. You're some kind of fancy. Let's go to DeLeon in North Carolina.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, man. Well,
hey, I recently have been trying to campaign against the fluoridation of waters here in the Durham area. And it seems, I've even done a radio program on a station out in Greensboro.
Good.
If you've ever been here. But it seems as though every person I talk to, whether they be a dental hygienist, a dentist, or a dental assistant, I cannot get anybody to stand with me and try to take action on this thing.
Well, they won't stand when the CPS takes their children without due process, when some fat pedophile comes to their door to steal their children and child molest them. So they're certainly not going to stand with you to do anything. They're not going to stand up for their country, their dollar, their future. They're going to be taken over. They're going to be rolled. I mean, they're fat, dumb, and happy and made for the pickings. But there are a lot of cities throwing fluoride out of their water, and there are places where people are taking action. And I would just, you don't need them to stand with you. Some dumb dental hygienist, some idiot dentist who believes they're working for the system and doesn't think they're doing anything wrong. You've just got to print up where the Dental Association has admitted that children don't need fluoride and it's bad for them, and where the EPA admits it's toxic, and bring those studies into the city council and go in there every week for the next year pointing out that sodium fluoride is deadly and that they won't take it out of the water. People should at least properly filter their water. And you'll educate hundreds of people that are at every city council meeting. And then you can start being known as the fluoride guy. It's going to take long-term commitment. And if the scum won't stop putting in our water, we can at least go out and tell the public not to put it in their water.
Wonderful.
And let me tell you what you can do. You can buy time on a local radio station on a Saturday or Sunday night, be called the water man, and do 2 hours every week on GMO foods, other things, but sponsor yourself by selling water filters, which will then help people not have the poison and will fund your show. So you have to fund your military operation to save people. And this is all special forces operations against the enemy. And so instead of trying to get the enemy to take the water out, you know, the cowardly pieces of filth on the city council, it's like when I had the state attorney on from Maryland, and he said, yeah, I don't vaccinate my children, but we're saying it's the law all other children do, and they lined up with police dogs barking at them, thousands of them to be injected. Total hoax, total lie, there is no law. Again, evidence how the public's totally in the dark, doesn't know they're having the hole in the ground, totally lied to. The cops are there in riot gear with dogs barking at them because it was a national news. With him showing off, look at how these slaves don't know that it's not the law and how we can intimidate them through total fraud to take deadly injections. You see how that works? I mean, it's just such lies. It's unspeakable. The scale and breadth of it and just the fraud everywhere. So that's how you find them. Yes. You get on the phone, you buy your first 5 water filters, you start a little website that's got an easy name, you know, like Durham Water or something, and then you go and you pay for a local radio show, and you go on there and talk about water, you have guests on, you talk about other issues, don't just be a one-trick pony, and then you fund your radio show with that, and then you become a leader, and you warn thousands. You won't warn them all. A lot of them want to die of bone cancer and die of kidney failure. They love it. They love the fluoride attacking every organ. They love dying, but at least you can warn some other people, all right? Now,
did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I was blowing up earlier. I'm just freaking out. I'm like an animal captured in a cave that's filling up with water, and I'm just scrabbling and tearing my fingernails out trying to get out. And I can't believe my fellow lemmings just think it's all funny. Thousands of studies that sodium fluoride attacks every gland and organ. Hundreds of mainline studies that it more than doubles the chance of boys, particularly getting bone cancer. They've done studies now over 50 years of areas with sodium fluoride in the water versus not, and you don't find any of these rare bone cancers there, and you find them all over the place with the fluoride. And I get mad and I scream and yell. It just is never going to end. Don't you understand, you dumb cops, you dumb citizens, that this isn't funny? This is real eugenics. You're under eugenics attack. God, I'm trying to help you, man. We don't have a lot of time here. Former White House historian and analyst, NASA consultant, Washington Post writer, Richard C. Cook for 30 minutes, then Ray McGovern on the Russia situation. He's had a week and a half to analyze it. He's joining us. I said I'd go to your calls, and I've been out of control today. Steve in Colorado, you're on the air. Hit me, Steve.
First of all, Alex, I'd like to echo the comments of Steve from Utah that said thank you and all your staff for what you're doing. And the people that really understand what's going on, Alex, we know that you're speaking the truth. So, you know, when they attack you, that's the when the people attack you like they called you that right-wing fascist, as you said in the New York Times, the only thing that they can do is sit there and try and smear people, because they certainly can't fight against people like you with the truth, because they know that you're speaking the truth and what they're speaking is trash. So, anyway, I just want to mention that. And then also, you had mentioned, you know, your comments just a few minutes earlier about God help us. Well, he's the only one that's going to pull us out of this, Alex.
I know, but I mean, I'm coming face to face. Every day I get higher levels of knowledge and study of this. It's like once you kind of become, quote, a master, once you've really been studying something a long time, it becomes exponential. And I'm not saying I'm a master of anything, but compared to a lot of people, I am. And it's blowing me away just how prevalent evil is.
Yeah.
And it's not just in the government or the cops. It's everywhere.
I mean,
listen, the cops have a tough job. The public's degenerating out there.
That's right.
It's like zombies fighting zombies. It's just unbelievable.
It's true. It's true. And what's going on is the world is degenerating into the world of the Antichrist, as is spoken of in Revelation.
Listen, I always believe that in my spirit and know that. But I'm telling you more than ever, I mean, it's really starting to freak me out.
It is. When you read Revelation and look how dark things are,
and how the Antichrist kills like 2 billion people.
Yeah, it's amazing, or like a third of the population of the earth, and so we're going to have to get there, and that's exactly what's going on. And if you look at scriptures in Daniel, specifically Daniel 7:23, where it talks about the world is broken down into 10 regions, that's happening right now.
And then that's
well
what the
know.
Club of Rome and the UN made it, and they call it 10 kingdoms. That's
exactly.
That's in the extras of Endgame. I mean, they even follow the nomenclature.
Exactly, right on. And it's one of them, South America, then of course the North American Union is one, the European Union, of course.
The Mediterranean, the Asian, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing. They've now officially, last year, made the APEC, the Asian Union, a union, and then people write big editorials in newspapers saying, I'm a liar, it doesn't exist. It's like saying Tokyo doesn't exist.
Well, once again, Alex, that's the only thing they can say. The only thing they can say is deny that the truth is going on, and there's so many people out there that believe them.
That's what's so disgusting.
Well, you know, the Bible
about
talks
like
about them being given over to a strong delusion.
Yeah.
And they are. They are given over to it.
It's true.
They wouldn't know a semi-truck if it was running over them.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's really coming down to those who know the living God and those who are going to end up falling.
And you're right, it comes down to that. They love death, they love disease and wickedness and sorrow, and they just love it, and I can't believe it. I mean, I got three children, and it just freaks me out. Every second I'm thinking about them now, I'm just realizing their innocence, their goodness, and how filthy this world is, and it's only going to hell in a handbasket. We have evil people below, evil people above, evil everywhere. It's just growing.
That's right. And the real shame of it is that so many people that sacrifice so much for the building of this country, and it's almost like it's just going down their sacrifice.
It's like seeing your beautiful wife dead, covered in sores with maggots all over. That's what this country looks like to me. You know, it's just to see something beautiful and good and wholesome. But it's worse than that. It's like your beautiful wife has been turned into a demon or something.
Yeah,
I don't know how to describe it. It's like it's just everything good watching it be torn to hell, and it's even tearing me up. It's even making me freak out and be crazy. I mean, it's like it's just unspeakable.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'll tell you, the living God is going to be the only out for us. I mean, you can't trust in the government, as you demonstrated pretty much. You know, they're not going to protect.
And you can't trust in all these phony churches. Folks, you better get right with God. You better go in your prayer closet. You better get a relationship right now. And a lot of you out there who are atheists, you feel that tingle in your gut. You know you want to join it. You know we're real. You know you want to join God and goodness. Join us. Join us against evil. Join us now. You're going to need God.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There we go.
Here's the story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea! And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date.
It is August 18th, 2008. We've got an hour and a half left in worldwide transmission. Ray McGovern has not been on with us in about 2 weeks since the Russian conflict started. He's a former top CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., top analyst in general overall world affairs. We have another former White House analyst, former NASA analyst. He's written for the Washington Post, Washington Monthly, Space and Security News, Houston Post, and many other publications. He has testified before Congress, before presidential commissions. He's a top analyst on geopolitical activities, the economy. He's also one of the leading experts on solid rocket fuel boosters, of all things. Quite an expert joining us for the next 30 minutes. I will be taking your calls for those that are holding right before Ray McGovern comes on with us a little bit later in the next hour, but we've got him for about 25 minutes right now. He is Richard C. Cook, and I wanted to get him on to talk about first, A, what we see with the economy, with all the deepening economic numbers versus manipulation of the stock market, though it's still plunging today, and then also what happened with the situation with the United States through its proxy attacking Russia about 11 days ago, and the reigniting of the Cold War and this mass hoax of saying that Russia attacked Georgia, and now moving missile systems, weapon systems, satellite systems into Poland, Czech Republic. NATO's new public doctrine, which the Russians have read on television, freaking out that NATO may launch a sneak nuke attack on Russia, saying they need the anti-missile system so the U.S. and NATO can nuke Russia, and so Russia can't defend itself, and so any retaliatory strike will be shot down. This is just absolutely incredible, these developments. So that's basically why we have you, Richard. Thanks for popping in today. You've got the floor.
Okay. Hi, Alex.
Hello, Richard.
Good to be here. To me, what is really interesting is the connection between the two major events that you're talking about, the economic collapse and the confrontation now that's building up with Russia, because these things don't happen in a vacuum. It's very interesting. Obviously, they are trying to keep the economy afloat until the election in November. And it's starting to me to look more and more like they're trying to kind of back McCain into the election. Obama's numbers are pretty poor. The Democrats should be way ahead in the polls now, and obviously Obama's not. It's a virtual dead heat, which says to me that they're trying to now maneuver McCain back in there by keeping the gas prices down a little bit and keeping the loans rolling over so the economy doesn't just collapse in a heap between now and then. But I think that we have here a classic wag-the-dog syndrome. Ellen Brown had a good article on global research with that as the title the other day. And it seems to me that this whole confrontation with Russia now is a move of desperation, because the people in charge of the U.S. economy don't have a clue what to do about the extraordinary explosion of debt that keeps building up. And now we have, with the bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, we have, according to the experts who are watching that, another $3 to $4 trillion in debt piled on the already $10 to $11 trillion in the national debt that the government has just taken on. So the financial position of the United States is increasingly hopeless. It is a state of de facto bankruptcy, which has really been acknowledged now for 2 to 3 years by economists very close to the Federal Reserve. They don't have a clue as to what to do about it. So not knowing what to do when your economy is collapsing, why not have a nice big war with somebody in the hope that through such an event they could wipe the debts off the book and try to start over again? But, of course, for anyone who has to live on this planet right now, it's a potential catastrophe that's brewing. So that's my take on it.
Richard, continue.
Well, let's even take a step back in history a little bit. I've always been interested in the historical background to our relations with Russia, because up until 1991, in any case, the United States and Russia were the two major superpowers. But this kind of a division or this kind of a split in the power structure of the Western world has been going on a long time. If you go back in history, which I'm starting to do, I'm doing a lot of research lately on the origins of the present situation. The Western European civilization, which formerly was in the Western European democracies until they self-destructed in World War I and World War II, and now lies in the United States, and the Eastern European civilization, which formerly was the Eastern Orthodox branch of the Church and the Eastern Byzantine Empire, and then it devolved onto Russia as Russia increasingly became a power. And, you know, it was Russia, when Napoleon invaded Eastern Europe, that finally put Napoleon in his place and became the dominant power in Europe for a while. So now we have really an age-old split between the Western part of the European civilization, which now the United States and Britain really are the representatives of, and the Eastern part of the European civilization, which Russia represents, that now have the face-off that began after World War II continuing. And it's not really some people are saying that this is a renewal of the Cold War. Well, it's much worse than that. The Cold War, in a way, was a fake.
It was cold, absolutely. Explain that, because we had the banking establishment here financing them and kind of using the communist as a wicked doppelganger for them to go take over new lands and infiltrate and kind of a front to overthrow the situations. Do you agree with that analysis?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The Russia that we allied with in World War II was a creature of Western finance. That's very clear from the historical record.
By the way, I want to point something out. I never knew your opinion on that, but you're a historian, and that's the factual history. And so I just knew how to finish your sentence there, and that's why I obnoxiously do that sometimes, listeners, because I want to point out to people we're reading from the same sheet of music and don't even know it because we're just giving you the facts. This is a new Russia, a rogue outside the New World Order, all evidence shows, and they're clearly trying to encircle it. The Cold War was cold. This is hot on the borders with Mother Russia, which hasn't been tried since Operation Barbarossa, and before that with Napoleon, as you just said.
Yeah, that's correct, because all through the Cold War, there was never any danger of an American soldier in uniform facing off against a Russian soldier in uniform and pulling the trigger at each other. That was very carefully avoided. Everything was done through proxy. It was done through, the different satellites.
Far removed proxies.
Each other.
Far removed proxies. Now we're right there up against
right.
Mother Russia.
If we send uniformed personnel on the ground into Georgia, we're running a risk of the first time in history of American uniformed personnel and Russian uniformed personnel shooting each other. This is what the Bush administration is getting us into.
Well, I agree, but I want to go back. Go back to 99, Wesley Clark with the neocons. The Russians pour into Pristina, the capital of Kosovo. The Russians are saying, you're not going to ethnically cleanse with the Muslims, our Serb brethren in Kosovo. And then Wesley Clark ordered the bombing of the airfield, but Sir Peter Jackson, the head of NATO, ruled him and said no. So we've seen this lust since the supposed fall in 91 to engage them. Is this a reigniting, or how does that fit in?
No, it's part of the same thing, really, because after 91, everyone said, well, Cold War is over. Now we're going to get the peace dividend. And before you know it, NATO, under Clinton, was in there bombing Belgrade and dismembering Yugoslavia. It was all part of the same plan, the same program to encircle the Soviet Union.
And notice how they're just switching the last letter of Iraq with Iran. It's the same thing with Serbia versus now these breakaway areas with Russia, because then they said the Serbs attacked, which wasn't true. Both sides, obviously, it's ethnic warfare, were killing each other, but the Serbs were clearly the ones being attacked by the KLA, backed by the U.S. and NATO in southern Serbia, in Kosovo. It's the same thing here. The public believes that Russia attacked for no reason.
Well, that's correct. And, of course, Serbia has been a Russian ally and, in a sense, a Russian dependency all the way back prior to World War One. And the trap that was set by the people who started World War One in Serbia had the Russians behind it. So the Russians always had, as part of their sphere of influence, Serbia and that part of the Balkans, because they're Slavic people. It was all part of the general Russian policy of Pan-Slavism.
And that's where they stopped the Muslim invasions twice.
Yes, that's correct. And of course, that goes, all of that takes us back to the fact that Russia has always been the guardian of the Orthodox church and kind of the overseer of the Eastern Christian religion. Now, if you want to talk about that divide, that began with what was called the Great Schism in 1054 A.D.
Yes.
And what we're seeing today, you know, believe it or not, you know, people don't...
No, no, Rome is obviously behind the European Union, and so, yeah, break that down.
Yeah, we are seeing, in fact, a continuation of the same split between Eastern and Western Europe that we have seen for 1,000 years. And what it is, in fact, a lot of people have realized that, and you read Patrick Buchanan's book on the Unnecessary War that just came out, World War One and World War Two were civil wars between different elements of European culture. They were the same racial groups, the same people from the same civilization, fighting and killing each other, and they've been doing this for 1,000 years. You could carry that out into today's situation and say that the division between the United States as the representative of the Western European civilization and Russia as the representative of the Eastern European civilization is just the latest phase in this European civil war that's been going on for centuries.
Well, I agree. Richard, we don't have a lot of time with you, so I want to pick your brain on some quick questions.
Okay.
How did this go for the NATO slash neocon Israeli U.S.-backed operation in Georgia? Did they get what they wanted as a political diversion to start these brush wars, to try to buoy the dollar, saying America's still tough, look, we're invading countries? Or did it go badly for them? Did they miscalculate? Where do you see this going in the future?
I think they miscalculated because Russia crushed them. I think Russia made a fool and a laughingstock out of the Georgian government and the American and Israeli backers. I think they probably wanted this to be, you know, the fall surprise that would divert attention from the U.S. presidential election. It failed completely. Russia was completely prepared. And the Russian army on the ground has been known for decades to be the most efficient, powerful ground force on the planet. These guys are not Iraqi forces who just cut and run. I don't insult anybody, but the Russian military is very well trained. They're very tough. They're very well equipped, and I think they made fools out of the Georgian military and the American and Israeli backers.
And now their top generals go on TV and read the NATO doctrine that they've changed in the last 2 years. Publicly, it really changed it in 2000, where they say, we will, and I'm quoting, we will launch preemptive nuclear attacks on Russia or other states, and we mean by releasing this to provocate or have a provocation with Russia, and we're going to move missile defense in, so when we sneak attack them, they can't respond back, throwing out MAD, which has held us in good stead, mutually assured destruction, so that there's a balance of power. This throws the balance, and now Russia's saying, okay, we may go ahead and nuke those sites because we can't go up against your precision-guided munitions, I'm quoting, we may go ahead and nuke areas of Poland and Ukraine, and Russians have never in their history shot their mouth off and not really been considering something. This is incredible brinksmanship.
No, the Russians mean what they say. And they have throughout their history. They're very serious people in this game, and they're not bluffing. And they've put Poland on notice that if you arm yourselves through missile defense systems and allow the U.S. to come in and stake out territory, for operations against Russia, you are going to have the nukes aimed at you. And I think Poland realizes this. This is very, very serious. This is not simply the kind of bluster that we've seen during the Cold War. This is another level of escalation.
Why have the neocons and their globalist controllers, we know they're just one little instrument they use as a front within a front. What do you expect the New World Order, the Anglo-American arm, to do now?
Well, I believe that they're doing this because the United States economy is collapsing. It's a race against time between creating some kind of a massive diversion.
A tribal rallying point.
Yeah. But it's not even a rallying point, because the American government and the American people are broke or bankrupt. They cannot continue even to fund the government because at a certain point, the foreigners who are buying the treasury debt to keep this thing afloat are going to stop doing it. It just cannot go.
You know what it looks like to me? It's almost like somebody saying, I have a bomb, I'll blow this meeting up if you don't do what I say. It seems like they're holding everybody hostage, showing everyone just how crazy they are.
Well, they are, but there's nothing that they can get out of it other than a war. There's nothing that Russia or China or anybody can do for the U.S. to bail us out any further from our own collapsing economy.
In fact, they've been trying to
paint ourselves into this corner.
Well, and that's where it gets confusing. They've been trying to prop the dollar up for a decade, and then meanwhile, the White House makes every move to devalue it, and then suddenly jumps in trying to restore it. And I know there's a method to the madness here, but does it seem helter-skelter and almost like they're crazy?
Well, they're trying to keep the dollar up at least through this election, and they've done that by no longer slashing the interest rates and still providing some kind of an environment where foreign investors can come in.
So they want a slow slide, not a total implosion.
I'm sorry?
They want a slow slide, not a total implosion.
At least through the election. Now, nobody knows what they're going to do after the election and after the inauguration if, say, for example, McCain is put into place. If Obama's elected, he will try to do another New Deal. McCain does not seem to be heading in that direction. McCain seems to be all out for the World War III option.
All right, stay there. We're going to skip this break with Richard C. Cook. If you're on the Internet, you can listen at InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Okay, Richard, I'm interrupting here because I have a lot of questions. What is most important in all of this, and what can we do to try to turn this around?
What can we do?
Yes, sir.
Well, the only rational thing that we can do is to go back to the very beginning and to start over again with rebuilding our productive economy. Our productive economy was destroyed as a result of the international bankers' decision to eliminate the United States as a producer nation that came out starting with the 79 Paul Volcker recession and has continued ever since. And, you know, you go to the, you look at the Bilderberger meetings that you've tracked, Alex, and this is one of their major agenda items.
And then we're forced to be a military economy. Brzezinski
right.
said that. Take and everything we've to... got, and then we'll have to be Hessian slaves by way of the economy. It's the only way we'll be able to live. So domestically, prisons, checkpoints, control, surveillance, an armored empire, and then we supply mercenaries to the corporate Borg.
Well, that's the way it is. I mean, that's what it's become. The only way to stop that is for, and I've said this in writing, is for the federal government immediately to take over the Federal Reserve System, to nationalize the credit system, and to use the credit of the United States not to fight foreign wars, but to rebuild our domestic economy. And that means putting a lot of the debt that is floating around in the economy that is contributing to inflation, for example, to put that on hold, to put that into bankruptcy reorganization, and to take over the economy and to rebuild it from the bottom up. That's what has to be done right now.
And people say, well, we don't want the government involved in the economy because it's always corrupt. The problem is the corporations have already used the government to take control of the economy and then to literally cut it up into scrap and move it overseas.
Well, the economy is run now by the international banking community.
You're saying the people need to take control of the government and take control that way.
The Constitution of the United States starts with the words, we the people. It should be an instrument, the people of the United States, to control their own economic destiny. Now, if it's done properly, it will be a mixed economy consisting largely of private enterprise. But the key to it is control of the monetary system as the Constitution prescribes.
Now, I understand. Turn that credit loose instead of to select corporations to leverage it and then move everything offshore. Tailor it again to where it actually builds the nation up.
Exactly. Credit has been privatized, and it really began in earnest with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913.
And why would these big banking cartels not take advantage and destroy all their competition and try to set up a monopoly? We're coming back to the full audience. Here we go. Richard C. Cook is our guest. RichardCCook.com. Just Richard, a C, and Cook.com. Links up on Infowars.com. Don't forget, Fabled Enemies, Jason Burmes' new film that I produced, which is a bombshell 9/11 film covering a lot of areas we haven't gotten into yet. You can pre-order that now at Infowars.com. It ships out September 1st. You'll be able to watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv September 1st as well. The globalists have strip-mined the country, moved everything offshore to create monopolies. Now their own empire is in danger of collapsing because they've been so predatory. How do you think they're planning to salvage this? By having a global reorganization where they pose as the saviors through a new corporate world government?
Well, I think that that's part of it. You know, you've got the concept, for instance, of the North American Union or the North American Free Trading Organization that has been talked about to restructure the North American economy.
And that's a new bubble. That's all that is.
Yeah, and that's but the problem is that they have this multi-trillion-dollar debt overhang that nobody knows what to do with it. That debt will never be repaid, and that's why I feel that we're heading toward a major war, because they always use war as a means of either rolling over debt or inflating currency to the point where it destroys the old public debt, which happened after World War One. Or they simply take over and conquer other countries that you owe money to and cancel the debt that way. They painted themselves into a corner, Alex. There's no way out of it.
But control freaks, in the case of every other empire, we can study the current psychology by other elite psychology. Humans behave the same way. Normally just start throwing fits and attacking in all directions, and then things, that only hastens their demise.
Well, they tend at a certain point to decide to set everything in stone so that no surprises can take place. This is what happened with the Roman Empire. It's what happened with the British Empire. But the British Empire went bankrupt. And the reason the United States is in control now was because they took over the bankruptcy of the British Empire. And they did it through World War II. That's what happened after the Great Depression. What lifted us out of the Great Depression was World War II. It was massive arms spending, and it was enormous tax rates that were levied on the entire economy. And so what you had, in essence, was for 4 or 5 years in the United States, you know, our own version of communism or socialism or whatever, managing and running World War II. And after World War II, we were the top dog in the world economy.
But they handed those mechanisms over to the internationalists instead of keeping that engine going, and now we've been basically had our bones picked.
The internationalists took them away. They were taken away. That's why they got rid of Nixon, because Nixon opposed the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, which was the internationalization that preceded the World Trade Organization.
Yeah, not that he was even a nice guy, but he wanted an empire for America.
That's right. He
thought, why should
a strong American economy, and Kissinger took it away. They got him railroaded out, and from that point on, every American president, but the big one was Reagan. You know, Reagan presided during the Volcker crash of the economy in 79 to 83 and turned the economy over to the bankers and the international elite who run the Bilderberg Group and the Council on Foreign Relations and all of that.
And now the bankers are all buying offshore private islands with private security details.
Right.
Because I know a lot of them live here in Austin, and I know they're lawyers, and I mean billionaires. They've been pulling.
We're just going to let it crash.
Yeah, that's it. No, they're saying we're crashing everything, and then we'll come back and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar.
That's right.
We're going to leave you with the lobotomized idiot cops beating you with clubs. Have fun. Bye-bye.
That seems to be the case.
Well, Richard C. Cook, thank you for your great columns, your great work and analysis. I want to get you up sometime, maybe later this week or next week, with a full hour. Thank you for your great insight.
Thank you, Alex.
There he goes. All right, Ray McGovern's coming on in 8 minutes, but first, your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
All right, is this list new?
Final cut. Endgame.
Yeah, I just sent you that current list. You should have 6 callers.
Who's up next, Frank? A full hour. Thank you for your great insight.
Thank you, Alex.
There he goes. All right, Ray McGovern's coming on in 8 minutes. First, your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 8.
Now into the fourth and final hour. I'm going to Denver next week, unless more war drums start going from drums to action. But we'll be reporting each day with Jason Burmes riding shotgun. Let's jam a few calls in right now, and then Ray McGovern's coming on for about 20 minutes, and we'll continue with your phone calls. Let's go to Elliot in Ohio, then Frank, Kevin, and others. Elliot, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Last week, it was Tuesday. I think I was actually listening to your show. I was outside at work downtown in Cincinnati. I was having a cigarette. I'm looking at the Ripper. And then I see this U.S. black military helicopter, you know, just going up and down the river. And, like, you know, kept looking at it, and, you know, I was like, no.
Yeah, it's got a radiation detector in it, or it was over houses. It's got an infrared looking for marijuana grow lights. And that makes the troops think there's really a nuclear threat, and they're really protecting America. And there's all this real security stuff going on as part of the illusion, so when the globalists set a nuke off, they can grandstand as the saviors, and the troops and police would have been, we were looking for nukes.
Yeah, you know, like, I started calling, you know, a couple of the police districts. Like, I called the one in downtown, District 1. Of course, they didn't know anything. They sent me over across the river in Kentucky. Of course, they didn't know anything. Then I called the Sheriff's Department of Cincinnati and pretty much left a message, I guess, with a higher-up. And he called me back like a half hour later, Lieutenant Scudder. And I was like, sir, do you realize that there's a black U.S. military helicopter going up and down the river? And he's like, oh, yeah, we have 2 of those. I'm like, huh?
Oh, so it was the Sheriff's Department. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like,
well, yeah, they're also giving them their, but it wasn't a Black Hawk, though. They're not giving them Black Hawks, or it was just a Bell?
No, it had to have been a Black Hawk. Alex looked right at a Black Hawk down, like the movie. It just
okay, well, I didn't know that, like, they had Black Hawks. But if they're giving, look, they're federalizing everything in these threat matrix centers. The feds are in control, CIA. They're federalizing the police. I have it in the Washington Post this weekend, finally came out and admitted the whole thing. I mean, we already knew it. But it's just getting really crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just talking with them. I was like, did you get this from, like, the feds? Did you get this from, like, the military? Was this a donation, a grant of some kind? He's like, oh, I don't know. Well, do you know if it was manufactured at a military...
but he said the Sheriff's Department had these helicopters.
Yeah, apparently the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department of the City of Cincinnati.
All right.
Like, and as I keep talking to him, like, okay, well, sir, I have been researching how this country has been going towards martial law. I brought up the situation in Arkansas with him.
And let me guess. I bet he said, well, martial law will keep you safe.
Oh, he didn't say that, Alex. As soon as I dropped the phrase police state, he's like, oh, sir, I can't talk about that. I'm like, wait, what? I'm a tax-paying citizen of the city of Cincinnati, which trickles into your paycheck. You can't talk about it? Are you kidding me? This is my country. This is my
So how did it end?
Well, it ended with, oh, sir, I can't talk about him. And so I asked him one last question. I was like, okay, because he told me, oh, well, the military can go into any city they want at any point in time. And I'm like, all right, fine, sir.
Yeah, they've all been trained and acclimated to that, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, tell me this, sir. Are you willing to cooperate with military if they come in into the city? Are you willing to cooperate with the military if they randomly came in? Oh, yeah, definitely. So you're willing to break posse comitatus? Sir, I'm not breaking posse comitatus. We obviously have different political views, and I'm not allowed to talk with you about this. So that's all I can say. I'm like, are you kidding me?
They have all been turned into little petty commissariat political spy officers. It's happened everywhere. This is the criminal state getting ready to fully repossess the nation and totally bankrupt us all, including his mama, his daddy, his greedy granny that went beep, beep, beep down Sesame Street. I mean, it is, I'm serious. It's everybody. And they think it's cute and funny, and they've been acclimated by all these TV shows to make us the target. I've been warning everybody, and now they admit that. Well, good to hear from you. I appreciate you telling that story. Ray McGovern's coming up. Then we'll continue with phone calls. We have another big video contest that I'm going to extend for 2 days because so many entries are coming in. You've got till Thursday to get them all in at InfoWars.com. It's a $5,000 prize, first prize. $1,000 second prize, $500 third prize, and then there's two essay prizes for a couple thousand. Check it out at InfoWars.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org,
all right, you got it. We're going to govern
from this wonderful natural.
Yes, sir. I was going to tell you, but I wasn't sure you heard him quoting. Yes, he's all set. You want to talk to him?
And then there's two essay prizes for a couple thousand. Check it out at InfoWars.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 night.
Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com.
Oh.
If we don't expose the...
Get Fabled Enemy.
We're safe to breathe.
This film...
Okay.
Can you cue it up? Sorry.
That's okay. I will have it loaded.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was...
Ray McGovern is our guest for the rest of the hour. We'll also open the phones up, but specifically on the Iraq situation, the Afghan situation, the upcoming crisis with Iran, what's happening with the former Soviet Union being encircled by NATO, and Israeli forces being the foreign minister, the defense minister of Georgia being so involved there. I want to pick Ray McGovern's brain about that. This happened about a week and a half ago. He's now had a lot of time to study it as the former top White House analyst for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., assigned from the CIA with the morning briefings. He's also written for major publications, also as an Army officer. So he's uniquely vetted for us to really give us some good answers. And he's given us a lot of great material in the past. Before we go to him, though, he is in my film, Terror Storm, talking about 9/11, questioning the official story, talking about Iran, no WMDs, at that time, 8 years out from having them. Well, he's also in the new film. He did an interview with Jason Burmes, Fabled Enemies, which gets into the Israeli connection and gets into their intelligence agencies all over the United States and their clear role in intelligence gathering at some level. And they certainly had prior knowledge and covered it up. That's only one part of the film, but Ray McGovern is in the film about the role of Israel and their lobby on our foreign policy. Here is the trailer for Fabled Enemies.
Fox News has learned that some American terrorism investigators fear certain suspects in the September 11th attacks may have managed to stay ahead of them.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
Whether it's because they're in intelligence services or what they were doing, I will defer to the Department of Justice and the FBI.
That there was a report on the George Washington Bridge that there had been a van stopped there that had explosives.
We have a suspect who's driven from going to van, and that exploded.
MDocs Limited, an Israeli-based private telecommunications company. It is virtually impossible to make a call on normal phones without generating an MDocs record of it.
It quickly unraveled to be the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered inside the United States, the largest.
Documents say they, quote, targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of other government facilities.
There's one big elephant in the living room. It is the relationship between the United States of America and the State of Israel.
What about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known?
That is from the film Fabled Enemies. You can pre-order now at InfoWars.com. It ships in only 12-13 days on September 1st. Fabled Enemies, now available. It'll be out September 1st as well at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. We are streaming live, by the way, right now on PrisonPlanet.tv, not just going out on the AM and FM dial, shortwave satellite, and, of course, the regular free streams at InfoWars.com, where I'm going to skip some breaks during this hour. Only the InfoWars.com listeners on those specific streams, not the Genesis streams, not other little networks and things that carry us, but on InfoWars.com is where you'll be able to hear that. Okay, Ray McGovern, there's so many questions I could ask, but let's say I'm the president. We're so honored to have you, and we appreciate your time. But let's say I'm the president, and I'm asking you, or you're advising a foreign president, what has happened in Russia? What is the larger geopolitical reasons for this? What is behind it? Why has NATO, the U.S., and Israel launched the sneak attack on Russia? What is Russia going to do? You studied them for decades. What does this mean in the larger picture in context with the election, Iran?
Well, Mr. President, it's fairly simple to explain this. Once you tweak the nose of the Russian bear in a place where you're vulnerable, the Russian bear is going to strike back. The Georgians took it into their head to mount a full-scale attack on Ossetia, South Ossetia. And even the U.S. Special Envoy called it, and I quote, deplorable, horrible. Here's a quote from this fellow, Matthew Brzezo, who's a deputy assistant secretary of state. To fire on civilians, as the Georgians did on the evening of August 7th, is simply deplorable. It's illegal, and it's horrible, says Matthew Brzezo, U.S. Special Envoy to the region. That's what started it. Now, what the Georgians had in mind is really bizarre. I think that they were as divorced from reality as some folks in the White House. If they thought that the United States of America, which already has all its deployable troops deployed in two godforsaken wars, Iraq and Afghanistan, if they thought the U.S. would come to their aid, or worse still, if they thought the Russians would sit back there behind their border and take this without reacting, you know, well, he needs to have his head examined, because that could never be the case. Now, the Russians are on the march in this sense. They're tired of being humiliated. They're tired of being whipsawed. We have NATO moving ever closer to the traditional borders of Russia. We have a missile installment in Poland and a radar installment in the Czech Republic. Now, those are going to be really handy for protecting Europe against an ICBM attack from Iran. But Iran doesn't have any ICBMs and can't have them for many, many years. As a matter of fact, the U.S. intelligence community unanimously decided that Iran is not working on any nuclear weapons, at least as of mid-2003. So, you know, for Putin and the rest of the Russian leaders there to swallow all this stuff and not react when they can react. I mean, they can't do anything about Poland or the Czech Republic, but they sure as heck can do something about their soft underbelly. And it's not only the Soviet Union or the new Russia, it's the old Russia. It's the old Russia going back four centuries now that has this very paranoid attitude toward their southern frontier, Black Sea. And now, of course, within the last century, that's where the oil is. And they're very, very sensitive to encroachments on that.
Well, analyzing Mikhail Saakashvili, this guy is on TV and live programs chewing his tie, looking like a complete nutcase. When there's no threat, he runs in fear, panicking like no leader I've ever seen. And I'm not saying I wouldn't run from an air raid, but according to all the reports, he really is out of his mind. And meanwhile, you've got all these Israelis there. Jerusalem Post said 1,000 Israeli advisors. You've got U.S. Special Forces doing drills there 2 weeks before U.S. weapons. I mean, what were they thinking to gain from this?
Well, again, as far as Saakashvili is concerned, you know, he's sort of like the Chalabi of Georgia. Well-spoken, pretty glib, in good with the neocons and several other people on the Hill. And, you know, they sort of gave him the impression, some of them at least, and maybe as high as Cheney, that, yeah, we're gonna tweak this Russian bear, and we're going to defend what you consider to be your strategic objectives. And so, you know, I can only reason that Saakashvili thought that he could actually go in there and the Russians wouldn't respond. Now, here's the president out there in Beijing playing beach volleyball with those comely women, and not really being in the picture. Cheney being in charge back home, and issuing threatening statements. Thank goodness Robert Gates made it clear that we're not going to react militarily. So the whole thing is an abject lesson, or an object lesson, I suppose, is the right word, although abject also fits here, of how these people are not reality-based, how they thought that they could do this stuff in a place where they can't defend a little nation like Georgia. How the Georgian leader thought that he could get away with this is beyond my comprehension. But he did it. The Russians reacted, and now they've given a little lesson to
places like that that really violated understandings reached back in the early 90s, where these, Ossetia and Abkhazia would enjoy a measure of autonomy, and there would be Russian people in there. They feel closer to Russia than they did to the Georgians, and so.
Well, we know those two areas were given by Stalin to Georgia because he was a Georgian, and they're 90+%, what 92% one, 90% another Russian, and the sneak attack where the Georgian peacekeepers were knifing and shooting the Russians in the security zones inside the peacekeeping bases. I mean, this is unprecedented treachery.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, one of the real statesmen at the end of the Soviet era, Edward Shevardnadze, who was the foreign minister, he talked about this whole series of events, and he was careful not to be too terribly critical of what the Russians have done. But he did point out that there's a way of handling these kinds of things. It has to do with long-term cultivation of ties. And while he was president of Georgia, he reached out. He went to Abkhazia. He went to Ossetia, and he met with the people, and there was a gradual rapprochement happening. That's not the way our clients do things. We do shock and awe, and we raid cities and kill a lot of civilians in the middle of the night. That is deplorable. That is beyond the pale. And that's what Saakashvili did.
Do you see that, Ray McGovern, as another window into the neocon mindset that they would obviously green light this, that they're so delusional that they just think they're going to see victory everywhere?
Well, yeah. I think the Georgian president also may have taken it a little farther than he was really supposed to, but yeah. This kind of hubris is what leads to the downfall of lots of people besides ancient Greek heroes.
Okay, Ray McGovern, we're going to skip this break for InfoWars.com. Listeners, for everybody else, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Ray McGovern's our guest. Stay with us. Okay, Ray, I want to continue. I don't want to waste any time here because I want to get into the Iran-Iraq situation, the big picture there, and where you see this going in the election, any new developments the last 2 weeks since you were last with us. But finishing up with Russian situation, it looks like the neocons are escalating things now and moving in more forces, more weapons, taking over former Soviet satellite bases in Ukraine, angering the Russians, escalating and even more. And so I want to get your take on overall how that's going to play out. And then when we come back up to the full audience in about 3 minutes, I want to, John, get that clip ready with McCain saying, and we also want to Bush saying, in the 21st century, nations don't invade other nations. The hypocrisy. But first, you know, the big picture with things escalating. Ray. I don't think Ray McGovern knows that we went to break. Right, we're still on the air right now, Ray. Did you hear
Are
that?
Still there, yeah. I haven't seen the reports on U.S. troops going to the Ukraine.
No, they had them there training them as advisors, and yes, they're increasing the amount. And they're flying in, you know, more troops to help in Georgia.
Yeah. Well, I think that the Ukrainians will have learned this lesson pretty well. Also, with respect to NATO, of course, they have already postponed any talk of accession to NATO by the Ukraine and by Georgia. So there'll be a period of several months now where people will kind of hunker down and weigh the implications of what just happened and realize that, would we want Mexico to be invited to join the Warsaw Pact, the now-defunct Warsaw Pact? I don't think so, you know. And what Americans need to do is put themselves in the position of the Russians. And as the Russians look out on what the U.S. has done over the last 8 years, you know, canceling treaties, putting new missile systems in Western Europe, invading other countries. If I were Vladimir Putin, I would think twice about not giving them a lesson when he can so easily do so. The Georgians were thoroughly penetrated by Russian intelligence. They knew exactly what was happening. That's why they were ready to respond. And for the Georgians to think they could get away with this, you know, it's... it was really started and by the Georgians, and they're going to have to pay a price.
What about Israel? What do they think they're going to get? Part of the oil and gas? Why are they there?
Well, the oil line there that runs through Georgia is very important to Israel. But also, you know, there, you talk about the military-industrial complex in this country. You know, there's a great big one in Israel as well, and they have been making mega bucks by sending all kinds of armaments, selling them to the Georgians. And, of course, to the degree they can get a foot in Georgia, it's similar to the foot they used to have in Turkey, or more even earlier in Iran, of all places, then they have more of a security comfort.
So you're saying another huge international blunder for the neocons, Washington and NATO, just another stinging, pathetic, fall-on-their-face defeat.
Yeah, and could be worse, Alex. You know, you have to take five steps back and always ask yourself how the Israeli leaders will look at this. Now, there have been some really bad things happening as far as the Israelis are concerned. Number one, we're going to be out of Iraq, okay? Now, it may take a year, maybe take 2 years.
Tell you what, recap that when we come back to the full audience. We're about a tenth of our audience when I skip these breaks. Ray McGovern, stay there. Let's come back and talk about that right now. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Ray McGovern, the Israelis heavily involved, the whole string, about half the major ministers are not even Georgians, which I would think the Georgians would resent. The really strongest contingent is Israelis, then NATO, the U.S., and some Ukrainian tank drivers. So Israel's there. How will the Israeli elite look at this, or how will this affect their thinking? I mean, is this good or bad in the perspective of Israel?
Well, as usual, it's good and bad. In other words, it's really bad for the U.S. to take a punch in the nose of this magnitude. It's the equivalent of what the Iraqi prime minister did a month and a half ago when he said, all troops out of here. I'm not signing any agreement until you agree to a date certain where all U.S. troops will be out of there. Now, if I'm an Israeli leader, and I know that part of the reason that U.S. troops are in Iraq is the misguided notion by the neocons that that would somehow give Israel more security. I mean, you know, you can laugh at that now. I mean, there were no terrorists in Iraq before the invasion, and now it's teeming with terrorists. But anyhow, if that was one of the reasons, and now the U.S. troops are going to be gone, well, that part of the world is much more dangerous for the Israelis. Now, worse than that, take a look at this defeat, you know, this obvious punch in the nose in Ossetia in Georgia. How will the U.S. react to that? It's clear that some Israelis will say, well, you know, you can't depend on the U.S. to come to your aid, can you? And other Israelis will say, forget it. Israel is not Georgia. Israel has incredible political capital here in Washington. And now, unless we waste any more time, we need to start the kind of fracas that will lead us and lead George Bush to honor his promise to us to take care of Iran before he leaves office. So I think, on balance, because of the increased danger of our departure from Iraq after George Bush leaves, and the situation where we have had a substantial reverse and might need something to kind of compensate for that, and I would adduce the example of when we lost those 242 Marines in Lebanon. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember what we did right after that?
Hold out.
Remember what we did? We went and invaded Grenada. Grenada.
Oh, yes, another diversion.
We conquered Grenada, okay? And we showed the might of the 82nd Airborne despite the losses in Lebanon. So there's going to be a big temptation on the part of the neocons and on the part of the Israelis, you know, the Likudniks, those extreme. I'm not talking about the Israeli citizen in the street. I'm talking about the extremist right that has taken over the Israeli government. There'll be a great temptation for them because of the dangers in Iraq and because of the opportunity to give the United States some sort of way to show, well, we're not just a paper tiger. We can really do things. It's even more likely, it seems to me, that the Israelis will decide to perpetrate the kind of provocation that will almost require Iran to react. And once they do, the U.S. will be in there with both feet because the U.S. president has promised the world that that's exactly what he'd do.
Well, the Associated Press is reporting today, as well as other publications, that the Saudi delegation and Egyptian delegation, meeting with the Iranian delegation yesterday, told them, do not provocate, do not give in to provocations, back down, talk sweet, because they are really planning to attack you. I'm sure you saw that. So overall, what are things looking like right now? I mean, is it still a green light to go in there before or after the election?
There's no green light yet, Alex, although, as you know, I think the green light will flash before too long. What we have, you know, the most important aspect of this is we have a real Donnybrook happening in the White House, a big conflict between Vice President Cheney, Elliot Abrams, who's running our policy from the National Security Council, on the one hand, and Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense, and Mike Mullen, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on the other. Mullen and Gates have made no secret of the fact they think that opening a third front, what they mean, of course, is striking at Iran, would be a disaster, would be a catastrophe. It's not what Mullen wants. He said that about three times, and they've told the Israelis that. Now, the question is, and this is the real question, when the defense minister from Israel, Barak, for example, or when the head of their intelligence or other high officials come to Washington, usually they go to Dick Cheney's house last, okay? And what they say is, you know, this guy Mullen and Gates, you know, those wimps, you know, they want us not to do anything against this terrible threat from Iran. What do you think? And if Dick Cheney winks and says, well, you know, they are kind of soft on this threat, then the Israelis are going to take their cue from Cheney and not from Gates or Mullen, and we'll be off and running.
Off and running. 3-minute break and back with Ray McGovern on the other side to take some of your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex,
all right, my IM is down.
Radio Network.
And says, well, you know, they are kind of soft on this threat. And then the Israelis are going to take their cue from Cheney and not from Gates or Mullen, and we'll be off and running.
Off and running. 3-minute break and back with Ray McGovern on the other side to take some of your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
Stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days? Well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers. collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. MaineMilitary.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military.
Okay, going back to Ray McGovern. Ray, before I take calls here in about 10 minutes for you, we're just so honored to have you with us and so blessed you spend time with us to give us your analysis. Other areas with Iran, Afghanistan, Iraq, I mean, just in the big picture, where does it look like things are going for the United States, Europe? If you had to project the lines out, what do you see happening in our society overall? Because with the economy, it just all of it looks like an empire that's falling in on itself, oppressive domestic police states, both parties backing it. I mean, it doesn't look good.
It doesn't at all. And the operative factor here is whether the president is really a part of reality or whether he's pretty much already given up his tasks here. I don't know if many of your listeners or viewers saw the interview that he gave to a Western reporter, anchorman, in Beijing. The fellow started by saying, now, Mr. President, we'd like to talk about the problems here in China, but of course the U.S. has its own problems. And Bush cut him off. He said, wait a second, problems? The United States of America doesn't have any problems. Now, he was serious. And if that's his attitude, with the economy falling apart, with the stuff in Georgia going on, with Iraq and Iran, I mean, if he thinks there are no problems, then he's divorced from reality. He's certifiable. And it would probably be a good idea for the psychiatrists in Washington, D.C., to try him get him committed, you'd have to do Cheney at the same time. So this is a very large factor. So it really is the bizarre circumstance here that if we can get through the next 5 months without anything really, really bad happening, then there's some hope for the future. But as you know, my concern is that these fellows can start a major war within the next 5 months, and I see that possibility as so important and so worrying that everybody needs to do their part to get to their representatives and senators and say, look, no war on Iran, no matter how it happens, whether the Israelis start it or however it happens. It's not going to help our country, and it will be a disaster for our troops.
Does it worsen things in relation to an Iran attack, an air bombardment, now that Georgia has been insulted and there's this escalation on their western flank and their southern flank? Because people were, I mean, a lot of analysts and political scientists and folks like yourself have all been basically saying the same thing, that Russia and China could be drawn into an Iran crisis, an imploding in the economy, brush fires breaking out in other parts of the world. Other countries are going to use this diversion to move on other breakaway republics. You know, that's how World War started. So does this make it even more dangerous now if they do go into Iran or attack Iran? And does this heighten the chance that Russia will be somehow drawn into that?
Well, it does make it more dangerous. I mentioned the Grenada syndrome before. When the U.S. gets a real bloody nose, as it did in Lebanon when 242 of our Marines were killed by an explosion back in 83, the first thing we did was try to find some place where we could demonstrate our military might, and we picked the awesome task of defeating Grenada in the Caribbean, okay? Now, this is a bloody nose of equal magnitude, and so there will be neoconservatives, there will be hardliners in the White House and the Pentagon which will say, look, we've been given a bloody nose, and we've got to demonstrate our prowess, and how better to do that than to help the Israelis defeat the Iranian, quote, threat, the nuclear threat. So that's the Grenada syndrome that really bothers me. The other business, the rest can just play out for the next 5 months, although it won't play out favorably for us. But everyone knows that the Bush is a lame duck. One of the interesting things is that Pravda, you know, a very, very influential paper in the Soviet Union, has taken to calling our president to shut up.
An imbecile.
Yeah, and they say he's a clown, you know. So nobody's taken him very seriously, but everybody is worried about it. Now, Russia looks on it and he says, and I talked to a Russian producer when I was on Russian TV recently, and I said, aren't you guys worried that the U.S. might invade, or not invade, but bomb Iran right on your southern frontier? He looked at me, smiled, he says, well, you know what would happen to the price of oil if that happened? I said, yeah. He says, well, you know, we get all the oil, right? Yeah, over half of it, yeah. He says, well, you know, we'll just live a little higher on the hog here, and you guys will get even thoroughly more enmeshed in that situation.
Well, Larry McGovern, in closing, before we go to calls, the problem I see here is that I coldly research and then coldly come about with my beliefs, and then I get on air and get all hothead about it, so it looks like I'm wild or looks like I'm ego-driven, but I'm actually not. And as I get older, I lose more and more of my ego. I actually kind of miss it because it's a good propulsion system. I can tell you don't have much of an ego. You know, you're more of a scientific-type guy with your mindset. But then when I look at these powerful people more and more, especially these neocons and others, it really seems like they are very childlike and have no sense of responsibility. And that they are ego-driven, and I'm not even saying I'm some wonderful person or you're some wonderful person, but just in life, being a father, having responsibilities, or having some employees, or, you know, it seems like I have more concern about the world's future than even they do. It seems like, I don't even know what I'm really saying here. It's like an ego-driven recklessness when you talk about the Grenada syndrome, about, you know, needing to go kick some little island's butt so you look good or feel tough. But then I look at the psychology and the statements and the things these people say, and it even scares me more because I realize that they really are just absolutely psychopathic.
Look at Bush and his record. Even growing up as a child, he never was held accountable for anything, Alex. For nothing was he ever held accountable. More recently, I remember 4 or 5 years ago when Bob Woodward was writing books about this administration. He interviewed him and said, "Are you interested in your? Do you care about your place in history?" And Bush said, "History? We'll all be dead." Well, you know what? I always thought that was kind of weird. And then just 2 weeks ago, Bush said exactly the same thing: "History? We'll all be dead." So, you know, what more do you need than that to show how irresponsible or unaccountable?
He's not thinking about any future generations. It's the ultimate selfishness. It's, I don't care what people 50 years, 100 years say, because it's all about me, 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 not his grandchildren, not his progeny, not his name, no sense of community, no sense of the future, no sense of connection to the rest of society. And it's admitted, he brags that he would kill little animals, that he would torture animals to death. That is a psychopath.
Well, he did, as a matter of fact. He used to stick firecrackers in the orifices of toads back there in Texas and blow them up. And Colleen Rowley, my good friend, who is the FBI person who blew the whistle on 9/11, she tells me that if that ever appeared on the record of an applicant for employment with the FBI, the application would automatically be thrown in the trash, because that's a sign of subsequent, psychotic behavior. Now, let me just finish with one thing that scares me most, and that is, if we do strike Iran, Iran, as I've said before, has immense possibilities of striking back at us, to include cutting off our supply lines of our troops in Iraq. What is the United States going to do then? Well, somebody said, well, send in more troops. There aren't any more troops. But what do we have? We have these mini nukes. And that is what they're falling back on, because these neocons, they have no real appreciation for the difference between high explosive weaponry and the kinds of nuclear weaponry that hasn't been used since Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And so, you know, this is really bizarre, because it will be the only thing that will be available for Bush to use under those circumstances. And that's why there's a real premium on our all doing everything we can to make sure that nothing happens that will perpetrate this kind of air attack on Iran, because the way they will retaliate might force us to either retreat ignominiously or use these, quote, mini nukes in a way that would just let the nuclear genie right out of the bottle.
And by the way, the only thing backing up the dollar now is the view, as this is the hegemonic lone unipolar superpower. I mean, wouldn't a U.S. rout and defeat and collapse probably bring us into depression?
Well, yeah, I think that even if you know, even if the worst didn't happen and the use of nuclear weapons were avoided, you know, those straits in Hormuz would be closed. The price of oil would skyrocket, and we're talking about worldwide depression were all this to happen. Now, so most people conclude, well, then, of course, McGovern, what are you worried about? It's so crazy. The president would never do that. Well, right. You look at what he did with respect to Iraq. He's not really cognizant of what's going on around him in the world. I mean, I was just telling somebody just the other day, look, when back in the spring, when there was all kinds of talk in the press, and even in his own press conferences run by his press secretary, you know, $4 oil, okay? Now, he has his own press conference the next day, and when the reporters say, well, how are you looking, Mr. President, at $4 oil? And he says, what? Say that again. How are you looking at the possibility? $4 oil? Well, nobody you think it's $4? Nobody told me. I'll have to ask about that.
That's like a fable. That's like a Aesop's fable with the crazy king that doesn't know the city's burning and he's dancing around playing his flute or his ukulele. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know what's more scary, Ray McGovern, we know they armed and trained Georgia for this, but whether they gave them the green light or not, if they gave them the green light, it shows they're crazy and miscalculated. But if they didn't give the green light, it means that they don't even control their own puppet states, meaning they're completely out of control. What's more scary?
Well, the latter is more scary because that means that just as the Georgians can be think that they can get away with this kind of thing, so too the Israelis. And the Israelis, unfortunately, will be right, because there's nothing that will stop the United States of America to springing to the defense of Israel, whether or not Israel starts it, because that's just the way the political landscape.
And how is it going to help Israel to launch an attack on Iran?
Well, that's just the idiocy of it. See, these people have an incredibly myopic view of their security needs. They think that in this century they can continue to just to might makes right. They're the strongest ones. They're going to obliterate any opposition. Well, that's not going to work over the long run. And so even in the midterm, Israel is going to suffer greatly under this myopic policy.
Well, I mean, this seems bizarre to us, but you know history. I know it somewhat. Really, if you study history, read that. Read the basics of what happened. It's always nuts getting control and do things like this because there's nothing but yes men around them. They have all this power. They're in marble-lined palaces, and they just lose touch.
You know, it's August, and there's an incredible historical book called The Guns of August by Robert Tuchman. And I would recommend, it's about the beginning of World War One, and I would recommend that highly to anyone who wants to read it. She talks about all kinds of things and draws all kinds of analogies. And she wrote a subsequent book, The March of Folly, From Troy to Vietnam. That, too, I recommend because it shows that people can be oblivious to the realities around them, that their sycophants are around the leaders can mislead them and prevent them from seeing the realities, and it's all too scary. Read The Guns of August, read The March of Folly, From Troy to Vietnam, both by the incredibly astute historian Robert Tuchman.
On a separate note, read consortiumnews.com, Dear Colon, just type Ray McGovern, Dear Colon, his letter to Colin Powell about how they gave him false intelligence and lied to him, which is criminal right there. And that's a whole other subject. Let's jam in a few calls. I'm going to skip this break, by the way, folks. Laser in the UK. Laser, you're on the air with Ray McGovern.
Hi, Alex. Are you hearing me good?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Laser.
Hi. I just wanted to touch on a few points, but I know you guys got a big problem over there. You got toddlers in the White House. You know, toddlers don't have the ability to empathize with they don't have the ability to take responsibility for their actions.
Yeah, a 2-year-old baby is a good description of George Bush.
Thanks, sir.
Exactly. Now, just wanted to touch on a few things. I don't know if you guys have noticed the connection between England and Georgia. I mean, if you take a look at the flags, the St. George's flag of England and the Georgian flag, there's a pretty big connection right there. They look exactly the same. And I wanted to talk about...
I just see another medieval flag.
Exactly. I wanted to talk about Gary McKinnon, a guy who's... He just lives up the road from me. He's about to be extradited to the United States for hacking into the Pentagon, NASA computers, and a couple other sensitive sites over there. Also, I
your phone sounds like an electric razor. Go ahead and ask a question. I'm not mad at you. It's just a bad phone. Ask a question to Ray McGovern, sir. That's who we're opening the phones up for.
Okay. To Ray McGovern, what do you think about that hacker being extradited? And also, there's a big story up on CNN about U.S. at risk of cyber attacks because Georgia was apparently attacked, I think it was last week.
All right, I appreciate your call. I've analyzed that cyber attack. That was people and companies. That was classic stuff kids did with denial of service. And even the New York Times had to say it was not a Russian cyber attack. Maybe Ray McGovern disagrees, Ray?
Well, I think the cyber situation is very important, and the fact that the Pentagon computers could be hacked is a case in point.
So Chinese.
What I'd like to respond to, Lacer, is your comment about the toddlers. I just helped my grandson in his nursery school, and was talking to one of the teachers afterwards and asked her, you know, what do you try to teach children at this age, in the age of four? And she said, oh, that's very simple. We teach them how to share. Now, Cheney and Bush must have missed nursery school because, you know, because at the basis of all this, it has to do with a limited amount of natural resources in this world and the need to share them, not to attack and occupy the country with the second largest oil deposits, but to work out some sort of a deal with Russia, with China, with India, with the real other people with real needs for these natural resources to share. And once you don't have any concept of sharing and you have the kind of military strength that we have, well, that's what brings this kind of situation. So it's a good point.
Well, I agree, but this isn't even sharing. This isn't their oil, isn't their gas. And they act like everything's theirs. So I guess that is kind of like a toddler, where they just think everything is theirs.
Yeah, never learned. I wish they could go back to, you know, being 4 years old again, where maybe we could retrain them.
Yeah, Laser, that was a good point you made. We're going to skip this final break. There are a few calls for Ray McGovern. Come back and let him have a few minutes of any closing comments. But Helen and George and others, we're going to you here in just a moment. Don't forget the editorial he's put out. It's excellent, a piece. It's Dear Colon by Ray McGovern, ConsortiumNews.com. Okay, here we go. Okay, let's go to Helen in Florida. You're on the air, Helen.
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the
air.
Helen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. McGovern. I wanted to ask you if you happen to notice a slip of the control the media has.
These phones are all really bad. Can you talk into that? Can you talk?
Excuse me. A few nights ago on the news, I think it was Brian Williams, the comment was made. It showed a scene. A woman was very badly wounded. And a Russian soldier was helping her and said she'd been shot by a Georgian soldier. And that was kind of a slip that they let out.
Yeah, that's a whole other subject, and I'm glad you brought this up, Helen. What about the contempt of the corporate media quietly announcing in each report that it was all a sneak attack by Georgia that precipitated the Russians coming in? But I saw headlines in the news like Georgia attacked by Russia, and I had people on the street telling me I'm a liar. I'm getting calls even on air saying that I'm basically a communist, that I'm siding with Russia, and that Georgia didn't attack Russia. And then McCain comes out and Bush come out and say, you don't attack nations in the 21st century. You don't invade them. Again, it's more than just delusional. It's like they're inviting the public to be part of the delusion. Ray McGovern?
Well, it's the Russians that don't invade other countries. So we can invade Iraq or, you know, It's really a function of how low the media have become here, and the fact that American citizens can no longer learn what's really going on in the world unless they tune into radio programs like yours or read the alternative press. One of the more bizarre reflections of this, Alex, was Fox News carrying an interview with a 12-year-old girl who was in South Ossetia when it was attacked. And she talked about how terrible it was hiding in the cellar with all these bombs and rockets going off. And who rescued them? The Russians. Now, guess what? As she was getting to the portion to say who rescued them, they went to break, okay?
An early break, I would add.
Fox News went to break. And then when they came back, they forgot that segment.
Well, no, Shepard Smith added, we have the clip, we played it. I'm glad you brought that up, Ray. He says, that's what Russia wants you to believe, and ended the segment.
Yeah. Well, you know, what we have here now is one of the Russian television stations putting on air what actually happened and excoriating the biased U.S. press for the way they handle things. Now, we've come a long way from my days of analyzing the Soviet Union when, of course, they had a regime-controlled press. Now we have the Russians accusing us of precisely the same thing, and sorrowfully, they have a very good point.
Absolutely. Here we go back in the final segment. Real fast, George in Iowa, last caller for Ray McGovern. Go ahead.
Oh, hi.
Hi, George.
I actually have three subjects, but since there's not a lot of time, I wanted to talk about the original 13th Article of Amendment to the Constitution of the United States.
Okay, letters of nobility that our leaders can't be sold out to foreign interests, kind of like the Logan Act.
Yep. Why isn't it there? Why isn't it applicable to George Bush's ties with Saudi Arabia?
Well, of course it is, but what the problem is Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats just don't have the... Well, it's not that they lack the guts, although that's also true. They see a political advantage in just letting this thing simmer and not allow themselves to be accused by Fox News of being disruptive or divisive before the election.
Plus, a lot of power has been grabbed, and they want that power. Don't think any of these mechanisms that have been built up that are unconstitutional are going away, right?
Yeah, once this precedent is laid, it's going to be very difficult. It's power is never given up. It's got to be prevented from the kind of accretion that we've seen so far. And if we don't stand up, if there is no move toward impeachment, that's why I wrote the letter to Colin Powell. You know, it really is incredible. What happened here is that the head of the Iraqi intelligence, mind you, and the foreign minister, both of whom Saddam Hussein thought were working for him, were really working for us. And what did they tell us? Well, the foreign minister told us 6 months before the invasion, there are no weapons of mass destruction. And he was verified. Okay, he was verified in terms of what else he had told us. And the Iraqi intelligence chief told us in January, so well before Powell's speech, that there were no weapons of mass destruction. So my letter to Powell on consortium.news says, look, either you were told us or you weren't. If you weren't, for God's sake, you should be raising holy hell and going to Conyers and everybody else.
Yeah, this is open and shut. They're criminals. It's a fact. And Powell becomes complicit in all this by now not blowing the whistle. Thank you, George, for the call. Ray McGovern, an amazing 50-minute interview. Thank you for all your time. And thank you for everything you do. God bless you.
You're very welcome.
There goes Ray McGovern. We are out of time. Retransmission is going to start on the internet at InfoWars.com. The full 4 hours with Richard C. Cook. Economic news. I covered the Con Artist Society in the first hour. And I did dig up, Burmese did for me, that MSNBC about that fake Rockefeller running around scamming all these women. And that's what the government is. It's just another scam, another fraud. I wanted to go over that, but I'll go over that tomorrow. But I did cover all of that in the first hour of the show, and that starts in just a few minutes on the streams. One place, not the Genesis streams, not others, InfoWars.com. Don't forget the free podcast there at InfoWars.com. And please do not forget our sponsors like a Cola Blue. the great atmospheric water filter. Big link up on InfoWars.com, ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com, or 1-866-585-4044. Don't forget other sponsors like eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com. The banner's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And please don't forget that your purchase of books and videos and materials and books on tape and T-shirts and InfoWars.com T-shirts and 9/11 gear makes everything we do here possible, and we need the funds to continue and to expand. We desperately need more personnel and more funding. We're trying to do so much. Just hiring new people itself is a big hassle, but we appreciate all your support in making this show possible. Fabled Enemies, you can order the new film by Jason Burmes that gets into the Israeli connection, the phantom planes, the continuity of government taking over, how they carried the attacks out, what really happened that day. This is such an important film, Fabled Enemies, available right now at InfoWars.com. The new film, pre-order it. It ships in just 12 days. Again, InfoWars.com, or you can call toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139. You can sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv to get hundreds of things we've done, all 19 of my films, Fabled Enemies, September 1st, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, right now, you want to tune back in one place if you missed any of the first or second hour at InfoWars.com. Great job, everybody. God bless you all. We'll be back in 1 minute.